This is the return
of the Republic.
And this is the War Room with Owen Schroyer at Infowars.com/show.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Decision was made by DARPA about 30 years ago to build a future without humans, that silicon life forms were better and that the so-called elite would merge with them. Bill Joy was the first to warn about this in 1999 after he had a meeting with several hundred top tech billionaires where they had a consensus to bring in world government, dumb down the population, and then exterminate us. Well, along comes Elon Musk. And, of course, he's been meeting with Trump and others, and he says, we're going to make space travel about humans again. And so he launches this huge SpaceX launch with this heavy booster rocket with this innovative Tesla car that's a roadster with an image of a human or a spaceman, an astronaut, a cosmonaut, one who walks amongst the stars. This idea that humans are only empowered when they realize their potential to explore and to innovate and to build, not to be told that we're yesterday's news and the elites are just telling us to crawl into a hole and die and that there'll be no real human evolution. Now, there are different types of evolution. There's the eugenics-based social Darwinistic evolution that says they can commit any crime they want and prey on you and your family. But then there is real evolution, which is human beings taking control of their own development. In fact, of all the species on this planet, we are the one species that has taken control of our evolution through the greater good, through our conquest, through our ideas, through our art, through the common knowledge of the people-based sixth sense internet. But the globalists come in with Hollywood and this whole New World Order system, and they suppress that, and they turn us inward, and they give us lots of little diversionary distractions like modern gladiatorial games and sports and Hollywood stars, so that instead of looking at the stars and wanting to have our progeny travel to the stars, instead of wanting to unlock the mysteries of the atom and the universe and really fulfill our destiny to go to the next level, we look at red carpets and Hollywood tarts and directors and all these people as if they're God and as if they are the stars. But Trump and InfoWars and you and all of us together with Elon Musk are tearing aside that and making NASA and private industry and everything about humans, with a guy in a really kick-ass motorcycle slash race car driver outfit right out of the 1980s heavy metal, because you know there's a hat tip to that, even though I haven't seen it, rocketing out on the big blue-black highway into the universe, into life extension, into endless choices, into incredible discovery, building a future for humans, building a future by humans, building a future where we continue on and exist and don't just make ourselves failures and losers. The stars aren't Hollywood. The stars are in deep space in the sky, and we're all part of it, and we're all stars. We all orbit this beautiful star, and we're going to experience through our progeny the mysteries of the universe that God has laid out for us. You're a god compared to the best AI they've got. And these failed evil people believe that if they can suppress you and dominate you, that somehow they can use us as the master engineers to build a system to make them a god, like Ray Kurzweil says. I don't believe in God yet. Fool, you were made by God. You're an extension of God. But because you're cut off from God, you can't experience that and know that you've already arrived. But Elon Musk and this whole launch was a ritual, not satanic, not pagan, not even Christian, but just human.
All right, we'll be back, and I'm going to explain whether people think this was all fake. We're going to talk about it coming up
Michael
on the
VX
War Room. Thanks for watching.
And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
To the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for joining us. And as we played in that last segment was Alex Jones's report that he and I worked on about the Elon Musk spaceflight and the parallels it took to the cartoon Heavy Metal, which when I first saw the spaceman flying around in space in that car, which a lot of people are saying is fake, and I'm going to address those people who are saying it's fake. I saw the immediate parallels to Heavy Metal. The opening of that cartoon, which I remember watching in the early 80s on HBO, has the guy in the car dropping down to Earth, and here we have a car going out into space, out into the great wide beyond, and into the great wide open, as Tom Petty once said. But we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things. I'm going to talk about sanctuary cities, California assemblywoman, Me Too leader accused of groping male staffer. We got some vaccine news. We're going to talk about who is causing the current stock market crash. There's a lot of theories going out there. I'm going to lay out who I think is responsible for it. And in the second half of this hour, we're going to have comedian Owen Benjamin on to talk about a host of things, including how a report out of Breitbart has come out recently saying Facebook has completely destroyed independent digital comedy, which is the whole purpose of these giant conglomerates. It is to destroy anything independent. They don't want independent thoughts. They want things cultivated by groups of writers who are held to a certain corporate standard. They don't want any deviation from that meme, and definitely don't make fun of our leaders if they're Obama. But if it's Trump, we're going to make fun of them. Just like we saw on today's Alex Jones show with Owen Schroyer breaking down the latest cartoon. Remember, the guys who do South Park made a TV show about Bush. Didn't run that long, but I thought that was fine. They had their First Amendment right. But notice there were no funny shows made about Obama. You cannot touch. That was the third rail of comedy. But let's get into this. Let's first show. So did Elon Musk fake the SpaceX launch? Okay, let's first show the SpaceX rocket breaking the sound barrier. This is just a little short clip, but you can see an amazing visual of the rocket going up into space. It's going through the clouds, and it's going to break the sound barrier. There it is right there. And guys, let's rewind it one more time just so they can see that again. I guess you are going to loop it. Good. So we're going to see it again. And you see the waves come up. Did Elon Musk fake those waves? Now, that was shot somebody's cell phone camera. So it wasn't part of the Elon Musk family of media. Now, let's go to this. This is also cell phone footage shot, but let's put the audio on. We censored some of the audio, but this is the Falcon Heavy boosters landing, the side boosters landing. This is some guys shooting it. Let's play that audio.
Right here.
Some guys watching
right
it.
Right here, Ellie.
And
oh, yeah.
You can see it coming down.
Dude, they're angled like
this. Here, it's going to come down in a second.
Oh, here they come. Now they're going to start coming almost straight down.
Oh, here man, it is. But cool, this is though. What...
Oh, they're hauling.
This is what this launch really meant to the American people right here. This reaction.
Dude, that's insane.
Wow.
Look at this.
Oh, my God. Did they just slow down? Did they just slow down? Are you kidding me?
Oh, man. Here they go.
That is so badass.
Here they go. They're firing.
Whoa, dude.
Oh,
here they come firing, check. Almost landing symmetrically at the same time. Look at that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so did Elon Musk fake that? Did he fake his flamethrower that he built and sold out in just a couple days? We might have a photo of that. Look, there's a fake flamethrower, okay? And he's going to pop out and show everybody that. There he is. There's the fake flame. Did he make a fake boring machine that he's currently using to tunnel around LA to try to help the traffic problem? Oh, there's a fake boring machine from the boring company. Now, I'll tell you what this fake, all this fake flat earth stuff is coming from. It's also coming off this video, the car in SpaceX with fake X, the car in space with fake X. Here it is. Let's play this video right here. This is what, a YouTuber brought out. And so they show this footage where it looks like the Earth, and then they're going to show, oh, it's inside, boom. And then there we see the shot. So this was obviously edited, first of all, this clip. He's showing the blue Earth first, then going back to it being inside its capsule. When the astronauts were launched, they were inside a capsule, okay? And it blew apart, and then the capsule comes out. And believe me, I have my questions about the moon landing, too. But this, I believe, is totally real. So they had it in, housed in the top of the rocket, and those things blow off. And then the camera reacts to that blow off, and then you see it. Now, I will say this. This shot that we're seeing right now doesn't look like any of the other shots of Earth that we see during the footage that I put together. I didn't watch the whole video, though. I downloaded the whole video and took parts of it that I thought looked the coolest. With the orbit going around the Earth, and I guess it's spinning in the meantime. Somebody just poked in my ear. What was that? Fairing. Oh, as it's spinning? So it was spinning around, and so it's catching the sun, and you see the Earth in the reflections. And so those are the different shots of it. So, no, I do not think Elon Musk faked that. He doesn't have a track record of faking things. He doesn't have a... Now, he does get government money for doing this. For some of these things. But what happened with the new tax plan? I don't think there's a new tax break for people who buy electric cars. So that honeymoon is over. Now let's get to this. We got a couple minutes left. From Rush Limbaugh today. Get that article ready, guys. That video ready. Number 18, I believe. Yes. Limbaugh. InfoWars articles withheld from Trump by departed White House aide Porter. And we talked about this back in August, and everybody said we were crazy and stupid. Here's the article from August 4th from Jack Posobiec. We had him on the show that day. White House to staffers, if you like InfoWars or Milo, you're fired. Never Trump members have hijacked the presidential personnel office, attacked Trump loyalist White House staffers and interns. Basically censoring our articles. We talked about it August 4th. We had Jack Posobiec on talking about it, who was getting that from his sources. Then Limbaugh comes out February 9th talking about it. Here's Limbaugh today, or yesterday.
He's 40 years old. He's been credited with working with the chief of staff to control the flow of information to the president. And what that means, what that means is that Trump gets less Breitbart and less InfoWars and more Politico and more mainstream news. It used to be, apparently, according to what we've been told, the Oval Office door was open and you could walk in with anything you found anywhere on the internet and give it to Trump and he'd take it for what it was and react to it. But the new chief of staff put limits on who was able to get in there. This is one of the reasons Omarosa supposedly left, is because her access was denied.
But again, this is already known. People like, oh, Limbaugh's talking about it. The issue here is that they only want Democratic sources to the president. It's not really true what Limbaugh said, that the president just takes it at face value. That's not true. He's really knowledgeable about stuff. He checks things. He goes online himself. He gets whole stacks of news. He looks at everything. Okay? And if he's seen one of our articles about 3+ million illegals voting, he knows that's already true, and then it turns out it's 7 million when Harvard looks at it. So this whole idea, but the point is, at least they're admitting that we've been targeted.
Exactly, exactly. It's coming out into the open. Of course, we're Tomorrow's News Today. I told you about this back in August and of last year. And now it's come out February 9th, 2018. And so now, will we see a change? Will we see Trump getting more InfoWars information? That'll be interesting to see. Now, when we get back from break, I'm going to talk about this, the shakeup in the stock market. People are freaking out. Bitcoin's dropping and going back up. Everything's going crazy right now. And I'm going to tell you who I think is responsible for it. And you've probably heard this already. But stay tuned after this short break. We will have that. And I'm also going to talk about sanctuary cities and what they're going to do with LA's homelessness. And then a clip, amazing clip from another talk show host, Joe Walsh, talking about the crime that illegals are responsible for and why we need to get a handle on this illegal immigrant situation. Because, look, if you're going to have some people do it the right way, you can't have people doing it the wrong way. We'll be right back. You're watching The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is the free link to send out to everyone you know.
Top scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new Supercharged Brain Force Plus and feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health, and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
All right, and we are back. It's the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Thank you for watching. I just want to finish up on this. The crew actually found the clip where we had Jack Posobiec on the Alex Jones show on August 4th. But to go back to this, Politico reported, of course, on August 24th that Chief of Staff John Kelly had a new policy. And he said Rob Porter was a little known but highly regarded Rhodes Scholar. Rhodes Scholar. Clinton was a Rhodes Scholar. So a little globalist. Who overlap with Jared Kushner as an undergrad at Harvard, will review documents that cross the Resolute desk. The new system laid out two memos co-authored by Kelly and Porter, distributed to the cabinet, the White House, staffers in recent days, and is designed to ensure the president won't see any external policy documents, internal policy memos, agency reports, or even news articles that haven't been vetted. Okay, so then they came out, John Kelly cuts down on InfoWars Charles Johnson stories. Charles Johnson was one of the first people censored by Twitter. He was the We Searcher, and then he formed Got News after that. But let's play Jack Posobiec on the Alex Jones Show, August 4th, 2017.
Because it sounded completely egregious to me. He said, why would the White House, when it's dealing with so many leaks of classified intelligence, when it's dealing with so many, some of these interns that are recording private speeches of White House officials like Jared Kushner leaking that to the media, why would they care so much about what the interns and the lower level staffers are posting on their Facebook? Okay, you like something by Alex Jones, you shared something by InfoWars, why would that be an issue? And now we're realizing that the reason they're clamping down on this is because they're trying to keep it away from the president. They don't want the president seeing this news. They don't want the president seeing any information outside of what they give to him, outside of what they present.
So they can demoralize him. He's not been demoralized. Exactly. His spirits are high, but the intel is they want to demoralize him, cut him off before they start drugging him. And they don't want our intel about the coup getting to him as well. They're desperate to cut him off from his base.
That's exactly what it is, Alex. And thankfully, he still does have that cell phone. He still does have communications with other people that he can get out to. But anyone in the staff, they've found that it's been supportive of Trump, a Trump loyalist, or that is, you know, this is a way they can find you. They say, we are going to go to your social media pages. We're going to go to your Facebooks. We're going to go to your Twitters. We're going to see who you're following. We're going to see who you're liking. We're going to see who you're sharing. This is how, and on the flip side, I kind of look at this from the perspective of, this is how scared they are of independent new media and real journalism. This is the power of the truth.
That is the power of the truth. And they don't want Trump to see anything that isn't vetted. Okay. And see, that's something that people like the head of News Corp wants, admits he wants the internet censored so News Corp can make more money. That's the CEO of News Corp, Robert Thompson, publishing arm of Rupert Murdoch's media empire. So they want censorship. They want censorship. They want vetting. That's what the system wants because they don't want any outside ideas creeping in. Okay. Now let's go to the economy. What's the stock market at right now? Somebody can just pull that up. I haven't even looked at it today, but it was down a couple 1200 points. It looks like it's up 330 today. So it's been volatile. It's up from where it started, just above 2500. Oh, so what's that? A 2 day? Okay. So that was a 5 day. Now we're looking at a month. Okay, so we're looking at three different. Now, Jim Rogers has come out and said the next bear market will be the worst in his life. Okay, this guy is 75. He's been around. He's basically moved his family to Asia. He thinks that Asia is the one place that can withstand the next bear market, the big crash that he says is going to happen. Here he is.
Jim Rogers, he is saying, as I recall, what he says is that it will be the worst in our lifetime when we have a bear market again. And we will have a bear market. The worst in his lifetime. Now, this is not a big shock.
This is not a bit. This is not a big shock to someone. Certainly not a big shock to Jim Rogers. Would say
it. In our lifetime, we have a bear market again, and we will have a bear market. The worst is left.
He's a big voice in all this, and again, people listen to what he says. They always want to hear it. But one of the things that struck me about this story, and I think we have the quote from Mike Evans, who knows a little bit about what he's talking about. He's the president of Alibaba. He says, "Jim has been talking about CF corrections since I started the business over 30 years ago, so I'm sure he'll be right at some point."
Yeah. He comes out and says this pretty much every year, that the markets are going to tank, the markets are going to tank, the markets are going to tank. And so they don't happen. And but what is happening? Now, this is happening. This is something being controlled by the Fed. Okay? Janet Yellen came out. She said that the market's overvalued. Do we have that article? I don't see it on here, but I know she came out and said it just a couple days ago. She came out and said that the market's overvalued, the real estate market's overvalued, there's going to be a correction coming up. And when she said that, the market started to go, whoa, whoa. But what happened before that? Here's there it is from Janet Yellen, called Stock Market Real Estate Valuations High in Latest Interview Before She Exits as Fed Chief. So she's out. She's on her way out. And here's what Forbes is calling the biggest threat, quantitative tightening. Now, we had quantitative easing where the Federal Reserve basically prints money and sends it right into the economy. Boom, boom, boom. Out of thin air, they're printing money. Okay, and then they stop wanting to print money, and they call that quantitative tightening. How much are they going to take out? Well, here's what they plan. This is what they plan to do. And this is why the stock market, in my opinion, is tanking. The huge bull run is central to what could go wrong when quantitative tightening kicks in this month. Basically, the Fed's plan to destroy a large part of the debt that is built up on its balance sheet by not rolling it over as it matures. It just disappears into the rarefied financial air where it was created. Magic. They used to call Ben Bernanke, who was the Fed chairman, Helicopter Ben, like he was throwing money out of a helicopter. It starts modestly enough with $6 billion in treasury bonds and $4 billion in mortgage-backed securities a month. By the end of 2018, it'll be $50 billion a month or $600 billion by the end of the year. At that pace, it could take up to 3 years to make half of the $3.6 trillion it conjured up simply disappear. So they're pulling money out of the market. So what's happening? People are selling their stocks. They want to hold on to their gains that they've made, because now they know there's not going to be a lot of free money floating around. So not as many people will be investing, and they see a downtrend happening, which could prove Jim Rogers right. But it's not because the economy itself is tanking. It is the people behind the economy, the Federal Reserve, who's running it. Now, here's Alan Greenspan. Here's what he said about the Federal Reserve. And then I'm going to make a prediction. Go to that clip.
What is the proper relationship? What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency. And that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then don't frankly matter. And I've had very...
There it is. There it is. So the Fed gets to run the monetary policy. They can't be told what to do. No one's above them. What this is going to lead to, as the Fed starts this quantitative tightening and starts to tank the economy, I think what's going to happen is Trump is going to go, maybe we should audit the Fed. Maybe we should see where all this money's going from thin air. So the Fed will literally be destroying itself as they try to take out the economy. Drudge will launch an investigation. And maybe now he'll do it because he read it on InfoWars, because now it looks like InfoWars articles aren't being blocked. Stay tuned. We will see if that prediction comes true. Tomorrow's News Today, you're watching The War Room, InfoWars.com/show. Owen Benjamin coming up next. Thanks for watching. Spread InfoWars.com/show to everyone you know.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees, spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
There is a man who's afraid of dairy, and he is proud that his chest never got hairy. On his driver's license, under gender, it says other. His best friend and role model growing up, and still is his lesbian mother. He can't give the D, 'cause he's got low T. Trump tweets gave him PTSD, his pronoun Z, and he sits to pee. He's a BuzzFeed foodie blogger, which means he is unemployed. He always acts bitchy and pissy, 'cause he is bloated from soy. He's a soy boy, and he's so annoyed. He feels no joy from all that soy. Weak, soft soy hands, a lot of demands. He's got mammary glands. He says his cat is trans 'cause of all that soy. He's a soy boy, and he's awful to be around.
All right, and that was the Ballad of the Soy Boy by Owen Benjamin. You may have heard that on Twitter. He's got another song we're going to play coming into the next segment. He's my next guest joining me on the War Room. And I got him on to talk about this. This was sent to me by Jason Fick, who's kind of one of our Facebook experts we have on. But he sent me this. Facebook has completely destroyed independent digital comedy. And this is a Charlie Nash article from Breitbart, who interviewed Funny or Die's Matt Kleinman, who they just had mass layoffs. Funny or Die used to be a place that had all kind of, they were political, they were not political, they did all kind of stuff. You've definitely seen Funny or Die. Big comedians got into that to just promote comedy. Because comedy is one of the last bastions of free speech that we have that so far has been unfiltered. Although you have seen it, and I want to talk with our guest about this, how even comedy is being censored on what you can say and what you can't say. It used to be a wide open world. If you used to watch Richard Pryor or George Carlin, be like, what? Now, there's certain words you can't say, certain things you can't do. So I brought him on to talk about this. He's got a Bernie Sanders bit we're going to play as well. Owen, thanks for joining us. How do you feel, with the demise of Funny or Die? Well, how does that make you feel?
Well, I felt really weird about comedy for a while now because it really struck me as odd when the comedians started advocating for censorship. And I was like, it's one thing if it's the authoritarians doing that, but why would we do that? It's like a nonviolent war general. It's like you can't function at the same time being both. And I've just felt like there's been a real bizarre postmodernist leftist takeover of comedy. And I've just watched what happened. Yeah, like that tweet right there. It's like, look at that. And that got like 18,000 retweets until it got shadow banned.
Yeah, let me read this tweet for everybody. Go back to that. So every person in this photo, same political party, endorsed the same candidate, same stance on every issue. Ladies and gentlemen, comedy. And it's a bunch of mainstream media comedians. I would say probably the only one who differs over there is Bill Maher, which is why he's off to the right a little bit. He's a little more libertarian than the rest, maybe like by 2%. But the rest like to toe that corporate line, which is why they're in the position they're in right now.
And it's also like I've had a pretty long and relatively good career. And so that's why I've watched it happen almost like they just got activated. Like I used to tour with Fallon, funny dude. You know, Jimmy Kimmel used to be really, really funny. And then you just see this switch where they start just advocating for this big government stuff. And I'm like, it'd be one thing if they weren't talented, but a lot of these people are talented. And then they all just, their minds just got warped and it all happened.
Well, do you think it's the money? They've just, hey, I'm making so much money. This is it. I'm just going to circumvent my values at this point. You think that's what it is or is it something else?
I don't think so, man. I think that there's something going on because like Seinfeld didn't, and he's the richest of all the comedians. There's a lot of really wealthy comedians that like Norm Macdonald, Joe Rogan, you know, there's a million comics that are still hilarious and honest, but comedy can't exist without honesty. And if you see every single person mocking everything Trump does, but they don't touch the memo, they don't touch Harvey Weinstein, they don't touch Islam on any level, you start realizing that they're not telling the truth. And without truth, comedy can't make you laugh. And you see like ideological comedy, you see applause, not laughter. And that's usually the big way to figure out if someone's actually funny or if they're they've been hired by some nefarious force.
And yeah, that's right. They'll bring. But it's,
yeah, go ahead.
I've been in some of these shows. In fact, I sat into the Jon Stewart show many years ago, and they have things where they say applause, laugh, and they have people in the front who are telling you when to get up and stand and cheer. I mean, it's robotic training almost, and they're trying to train people when to laugh, when not to laugh, what jokes are funny, what jokes we shouldn't say. You brought up Joe Rogan. That's one thing I really do. You know, I like a lot of things he says, but there's, you know, I think he gets a little liberal for my taste on a few things. But one thing he is really adamant about is no more censorship about comedy. Comedians shouldn't be censoring themselves. And that is a big attack that is going on against comedians. If you're a conservative comedian, how are you seeing that on the road? People coming up to you and say, you can't say that, those things about Bernie Sanders. Are people saying that to you?
No, see, that's what makes comedy so dangerous to authoritarian left is they don't. Like I just did Soy Boy in Burlington. And by the end, they were like just clapping with it and laughing because honest comedy cuts through all of it. And if you're just funny, it just cuts through it. I mean, I was in Burlington mocking Bernie Sanders. I was calling him Bane. you know? And at first it was uncomfortable, and then you just fight through it. And within 5 or 10 minutes, it's the same amount of time that a famous person will get laughs. Like, if you're just really famous but now suck at comedy, you have 5 or 10 minutes where the audience will laugh and clap along because they think they should, and then they'll turn on you. And the same is true with ideological stuff, where they'll have 5 minutes where they're like, oh, that's problematic. But you start seeing it bubble up in them. And by the end, you know, I'm getting applause breaks in Portland, Oregon, Burlington, Vermont, West Hollywood, California, Chelsea, Manhattan. And that's what scares the left, that they – that a lot of the BS they're pushing, you just cut right through it. You just cut right through it, and people recognize an honest joke. And that's the beauty about, like, Rogan. It's like, even if you disagree with any of his politics, you know he's not lying. And that's the thing that lets you be friends with people with differing opinions, because you have shared goals and you trust that they're at least trying to find what they believe the truth is.
Do you find it, when you're on the road with different comedians who have ideological differences, are there some, and you don't have to name names, but are there some comedians out there that just won't talk to you because they know you're not a leftist, you know, controlled bot? Or, I mean, are you getting any backlash for your comedy? I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm getting massive backlash. I lost my agent and manager because I was very publicly criticizing this NPR guy for having a 3-year-old kid he was saying was trans, and then said that he would be willing to put him on hormone blockers because it was really a girl, and the kid was like, right now he's 5. And so my agent said, take down these tweets, you know, we can't have this. And I said, no, you know, that's a hill I die on, because that's, once you go after the kids, that's when things really change. And so I had a lot of colleges cancel immediately. A bunch of clubs stopped having me back. A lot of my celebrity friends stopped wanting to hang out with me. But my wife was very supportive. She said that this is the kind of human being I married, and I'm proud of you, even if we're losing money. And then the irony, of course, is you go through the looking glass, and on the other side, it's not as bad as you think it is. When, you know, now I do live streams every morning on YouTube. I have these people that are just these talented, intelligent, wonderful fans that just interact with me, and it just makes comedy fun again. And I wouldn't trade it for the world. Like, to go back and just lie all the time and pretend that you believe something you don't believe just so that you don't piss off your handlers, you know?
Yeah, and that's a very brave thing to do, to just stand up for your principles and say, look, I don't have a bunch of backing. I'm just going to do my thing. And then the power of the, even though YouTube is controlled by Google, you're still able to get up and do your things. You're probably being censored though by Google because you're not saying the correct things, but Owen Benjamin Comedy is where people can find you on YouTube. And when we get back, we're actually going to play another one of your songs about Islamic tolerance. I'm sure you have a lot to say about that. And we definitely want to play that Bernie Sanders bit to see how our audience reacts. So that'll be interesting. Stay tuned, everyone. It's The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew, Infowars.com/show. We're talking with Owen Benjamin.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at Infowarsstore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfowarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today, literally the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfowarsStore.com. Get it today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfowarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it could do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Introducing Floralife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by InfoWars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. Floralife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. Floralife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism. Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. Floralife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of Floralife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
America. It's 2018, and we still live in a world like this. Littered with beauty, infected with freedom. Our Judeo-Christian founding fathers really set us on a path for destruction, drowning in our own good times. I know these images are tough to look at, but this is the world we currently still kind of live in. Intolerant, chained by reason and objectivity, exhausted by kindness, wealth, and high-fiving. Fortunately, there's been a group of people keeping the flame of tolerance alive. Muslims. Look at these people. Living life the way it was meant to be lived. In garbage, covered from head to toe in potato sacks. The West has become a problem for these spreaders of peace. Donald Trump has been intolerant of the tolerance for far too long. Even Nike stood up against hate and put a mask on women in the name of peace. Here's some Muslim female athletes. Here's a Muslim woman trying to overcome being dressed like a ninja as she runs against women dressed for speed. Her inability to cross the finish line is what feminism is all about.
It's time for gender equality in women's sports.
It's time to submit to tolerance.
It's time we give the religion of peace a chance. It's time to be tolerant to intolerance.
It's time to be tolerant to intolerance.
You'd think they'd be great in sand, but you'd be surprised how hard it is to compete against women not wearing the potato sacks of freedom.
Oh man, that's great. I think it was Shakespeare who said things are truth, things in truth are said in jest. And that is why we need comedians. That's why we need comedy. We need it to be open and free. I want to go back to that article that we were talking about last segment. Facebook has completely destroyed independent digital comedy. One of the things Mr. Kleinman said was, because he talks about how Facebook basically absorbed everybody's traffic and now nobody gets paid anymore. But he said people need to get back to normal websites. And we had Matt Drudge come in here and say that about 2 years ago, saying get out of the internet ghettos. You've got your own website, hugepianist.com. Did I say that right?
6'7" and I play the piano, so it's pretty accurate.
Excellent.
But, yeah, I agree with that completely. That's why I have some, a good amount of people join me every morning on the YouTubes because, on the YouTubes, I sound like my grandparents, but I'm consistent. It's 9 a.m. every morning and now it's going to be 11 a.m. because I write with Steven Crowder now too. But, it's because I get shadow banned constantly. And so the consistency was all that, that kind of got by that. And we have this awesome crew of people called the Unbearables. And if you saw those, little clips of people in that Islamic tolerance video you just played, that's all just people who like my comedy. And a lot of them are funnier than I am. I just am a good conductor. Like the other day, we just wrote a song about the government shutdown. We're just chatting together. And a lot of people wrote the best lines. And so that's why this community is so fun, because people that value liberty and personal liberty are just a lot more interesting. And they value comedy a lot more. And they will go to where the comedy is. And I think that the future is actually very bright for comedy, because a lot of these leftists are just shooting themselves in the foot.
They are. And what you have is, instead of like being the greatest, biggest thing in the world, you're finding a niche of people who you could be creative with. And that's even more valuable and produces better content than trying to create something that everybody's going to agree with. You can't do that. There's no way to do that.
Oh yeah. The only way to do that is to appeal to the lowest, dumbest groups. And that just isn't really what comedy's about. You have to be fairly intelligent to understand comedy. You know, I did a joke that got me banned off Twitter for a week that was so benign, but I said something about, if I was a slave owner, I'd be a progressive slave owner. I wouldn't be prejudiced. It would be white people, black people, cis, straight, just anyone who couldn't outrun the nets and the harpoons, you know, and the whole joke was about, the concept of, prejudice, because prejudice is good. Like, I'm prejudiced that I only have sex with my wife. Like, that's prejudice. And so I'm just making fun of that concept, not endorsing slavery. But people are so stupid that that's what they think it is. And so that's
why they take it literally.
Right. That's why having a more intelligent fan base, I actually feel like I can interact with them. And it's inspired me to think about starting my own comedy network that appeals to actual funny people, not just these little pockets of elitism on the coast that no one really finds funny anymore.
I want to bring this article up to you. This is off GOP USA, and I couldn't believe it when I heard it, but this is a high school in New York. Here is the headline: white girl wins lead in musical, school cancels. Okay. So they're going to do Hunchback in Notre Dame. And I love the opening sentence. They complain about the leading role being handed to a white student. So she didn't earn this role, first of all. It was handed to her because she's white. So an African-American quit, and then the school newspaper got involved in it. And the school newspaper wrote this piece, how they're pissed off about how a white person was given the role of Esmeralda. And they say, before we speak further, we want to stress that the talented young woman who was cast in this role is a stellar actor, singer, and dancer. She worked very hard to hone her craft at the IHS stage, or any stage will be lucky to have her. Our concern is not with her, but that the fact in terms of demographics, she is the wrong choice for this role. So it's not about putting the best person in the best role. It's about going, oh, who can we stick in here that won't offend anybody? And that's where we're going. It's insane.
Do they want Santa Claus or no? Because if there's going to be black Santa, I mean, Santa's from the North Pole, not a last son. And it, this type of stuff, I mean, that's what the left's downfall is. And that's what will eventually lead to their downfall is it's a disadvantage when you're not going for the most competent. When you're just going to appease the demographic gods, because that just leads nowhere. And it's racist. And the concept that you can't be racist against white people is racist. And there's that speed skater, that black speed skater that just claimed coin tosses are racist. And I just thought it was really funny, the concept of like a black speed skater trying to be like all hard and ghetto, like, yo, dog, growing up in the hood, you know, we had to skate our way out. It's like, dude, you're a speed skater.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, the amount of money it takes to be a speed skater. Cause first of all, you have to have a rink that is cold all the time. And that costs money. You gotta have skates. You gotta have trainers. Speed skaters don't just come out of the ghetto. I'm sorry. No, it's not like you can go to your local park and speed skate.
It's like, yeah. Yo, dog, I had to sling rock to get that Zamboni time, dog. It's like, no, you didn't. You're from a similar demographic of the people you're mocking.
Like Colin Kaepernick. White parents raised this guy. He's, you know, has the most white privilege of any black man that I've ever known, if you even believe in that concept anyway. And then he's bitching about the place where he comes from, saying it's evil and racist. And they gave him the opportunity to play football.
It's insane. Well, if you like, one of my favorite books is Black Redneck, White Liberal by Thomas Sowell. And that guy's a genius. And,
yeah, he
is. I think the fact he's black, I think, is probably the most infuriating thing that the left's ever had to deal with. But the concept of cultural privilege, which I do think is real. I mean, privilege to me is having your parents stay married, because that's the single highest predictor of future success is a two-family home.
But that's racist, you know, if you live in a family with bleep that out.
It's a race to the bottom, man. And it's like I really don't think that people should take so much pride in being bad at things or being like from bad things. It's like, I was from a family where I could learn piano and read books and stuff because my grandfather was a lead miner. So I feel like I'd be disrespecting him if I threw that away and felt guilt about it, because he like worked 16 hours a day in the pits of hell and died of the black lung so that I could make these little videos and make people laugh. You know, I think it's disrespectful to our heritage if we don't realize that we like that privilege comes from sweat, blood, and death.
Yeah, it's nothing is handed to anybody. And this notion that, you know, because you live in a shithole nation, that's what I said last time, shithole, by the way, in reference to Adam Schiff, who is currently trying to destroy the president. But what we have is this whole notion that if your parents stayed together, if you were able to walk to school, if you didn't have to be bused hours away, that suddenly you're a bad person and you can't get anything if you go out and earn. Nobody's given, like, no one made this girl in Ithaca, like, practice acting and singing and dancing. She did it because she wanted to be good. And that should inspire other people to go, hey, I want to be as good as you. How did you do that? Oh, it's hard work. I didn't just wake up. You didn't just wake up one day and learn how to play the piano, did you, Owen Benjamin?
No, I played 8 hours a day my entire childhood, and people don't realize that. And it wasn't for attention, because I didn't know it would give me attention when I was four. I just worked. You know,
all right, 20 seconds left. Where can people find you? I know you're doing some specials.
Oh, well, I'm shooting a special February 24th in my small town at Saranac Lake. I'm on tour all over the place, hugepianist.com. Feed the Bear is available at hugepianist.com, and every morning on YouTube Comedy, youtube.com/OwenBenjaminComedy.
Owen Benjamin Comedy. Thanks for joining us, Owen. We'll be right back.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/...
Maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to...
We'd like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
There we go, exactly. Yes, thank you.
We can all learn from each other.
No. So if Justin Trudeau met someone called Guy Manson, he'd have to refer to him as person. Let that sink in. But wait, we already have a gender-neutral term for mankind. Humankind. Whoa, 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 bigots. That's got man in it. Humankind. People-kind. No, that doesn't work.
It's one small step for...
People.
One giant leap for...
People.
People-kind?
The people-kind cringe fest wasn't even the most annoying thing about this event. Someone asked him how he was going to stop ISIS jihadists returning to Canada.
I need to know how you're going to protect future Canadians, like my young daughter and... You know, 10, 15, 20 years from now, when you're letting people in with an ideology that just does not conform to what we're doing here.
And he banged on for 5 solid minutes about diversity being a strength.
We have been open to people fleeing persecution.
Yeah, so how are you going to stop ISIS?
Syrian refugees.
Yeah, we know you love refugees, Justin. Now, how are you going to stop ISIS?
Refugees.
How are you going to stop ISIS?
Integration. Thank you very much for your question.
It's at this point that you realize Trudeau actually sees ISIS terrorists as refugees and wants to reintegrate them into society. Oh wait, he actually said that.
The Liberal Party believes terrorists should get to keep their Canadian citizenship. Because I do.
His party even refused to vote for a symbolic motion condemning ISIS. Why bother policing ISIS when you can just police Canadians' free speech, eh, Justin?
Be nice.
Who has time to worry about Islamic terrorists when gender pronouns are being disrespected? And besides, maybe the ISIS jihadists will just deport themselves.
The budget will balance itself.
The budget will balance itself.
The floor is Trudeau's grasp of Austrian economics. Oh yeah, and speaking of the budget, $3,600 a month for Muslim refugees.
The allowance these Syrian refugees receive is $1,500 per month. They also receive a $2,100 a month Canada child benefit for a total of $3,600 per month.
And those wounded Canadian veterans, well, they can just go themselves.
You have ISIL or ISIS members coming into a reintegration program. What veterans were you talking about? Was the ones that fought for the freedoms and values that you so proudly boast about, or was it the ones who fought against? I was prepared to be killed in action. What I wasn't prepared for, Mr. Prime Minister, is Canada turning its back on me.
Syrian refugees.
But forget mankind.
People kind.
This is a guy who gets triggered by describing honor killings as barbaric.
The use of a word as pejorative as barbaric has more of an opportunity to set someone's hackles up.
How are you going to stop honor killings, Justin?
Refugees.
Dude sits like he has balls the size of atoms.
Now that's just a one-off picture.
No, 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 no. Tiny balls.
Be nice.
Virgin sit versus the chat spread. You must have seen this one before, right? He walks across the entire room and no one wants to talk to him. And then, the ultimate display of cuckoldry. The virgin man bag versus the Chad backslap. Yeah, just shut up, Justin. No one cares. When your attempt at a handshake has more soy in it than a 2-liter carton of Alpro, probably not best to be picking fights with Putin. When your own wife is literally trying to cuck you out on live TV chat shows.
Because you're very handsome.
Thank you, Justin.
Justin.
I,
I think because...
Probably time to reduce the tofu intake. And isn't it funny, given how he's such a staunch male feminist?
I'm a feminist.
Justin seems to save his most aggressive testosterone outbursts for elbowing women in the tits.
Watch this. The man in the front is the conservative whip. He can't get by a group of NDP MPs, including leader Tom Mulcair. On the left, the prime minister comes striding over to intervene. He has words with Mulcair. At the same time, he clearly also makes contact with MP Ruth Ellen Brosseau.
Oh yeah, that story got glossed over pretty quick, didn't it? What's this fucking dumb thing with the socks? Why is he always showing his socks? Look at me, I have woke socks. I'm
all right, we're going
person.
To break.
I'm
you can watch the rest
person.
Of that on Infowars.com. Justin Trudeau is a complete idiot. Thanks for watching Infowars.com/show. Roger Stone's up next.
Fuel your body with Carnivore, the new digestive enzyme product by InfoWars Life. Digestive enzymes assist in the digestion process and increase the bioavailability of nutrients by breaking down foods into easily absorbable components. They also help prevent discomfort from indigestion caused by fermentation of undigested food particles in the gut. Digestive enzyme production declines as we age. Carnivore is filled with digestive enzymes like those naturally present in the body. Enjoy the full potential of protein-rich foods again. You can eat protein-heavy foods now while minimizing the later indigestion and discomfort commonly associated with high meat diets. Just one pill with every high-protein meal helps increase the bioavailability and absorption of amino acids, the building blocks to your muscles. Carnivore also contains digestive enzymes to help digest fats and carbohydrates so you can fully digest all types of meals. Don't let a meal go to waste. Use Carnivore by InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle now. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Ex-Bush ethics lawyer, it looks like Devin Nunes is getting the money from the
succeeded.
Russians.
For more on just how unprecedented all of this is, let's bring in Richard Painter, chief White House ethics lawyer under George W. Bush, and Nicholas Kristof, New York Times columnist. Richard, to you first. I want
George
to get your
Bush
reaction
had an ethics lawyer?
To Bill Kristol's tweet, because we have to separate the two. While this is unprecedented, it's ridiculous, we don't like it, it's unprofessional, what is it actually doing?
It's undermining our national security. There's classified information in this memo, and the only person who's going to benefit from it being released is Vladimir Putin. He's going to find out more about our sources and how we knew that various associates...
Wait, pause for a second. This guy's name is Dick Painter. Let's just get that out in the open.
We're talking about ethics here. There ain't no ethics.
Are you serious? How'd they even get this guy on TV? What a PUD.
Collaborate with the Russians. I mean, that's what this is about. It's going to expose our intelligence operations to the benefit of Vladimir Putin. President Trump.
This guy's bizarro mushmouth. Have you ever watched Fat Albert? That's this guy.
Director urged it not be released. This is an abuse attack on our intelligence apparatus for political purposes, and the only winner is Vladimir Putin.
Putin's the only winner.
Is it because President Trump won't mind if Vladimir Putin wins as long as he wins?
Oh, this is a total, this is like made up fairy tale BS.
Why he's behaving this way, and why is Congressman Nunes behaving this way? What's he getting out of it? Is he getting money for the Russians?
Pause it again. What's Congressman Nunes getting out of this? He is showing that the DNC paid for a fake dossier, fan fiction, or anti-fan fiction. Literally, they had this British guy who hated Trump write fan fiction. I guess you would call it anti-fan fiction. About Trump with a bunch of hookers in a hotel. And in Russia. And so he paid, and then this dossier was used, that the DNC paid for and the FBI paid for, was used to keep getting FISA warrants. You have to renew these every 90 days. So they use this to to do it every 90 days. And the FBI knew it was dubious at best. They didn't even think it was had much much ground to stand on. And so you get these made up people on MSNBC, these fake people getting out here talking about this, going, how does anybody even listen to that? All right, let's finish up.
Interesting point you make, Richard. Nick, the Sacramento Bee, which is Devin Nunes' hometown paper, had a recent editorial calling him President Trump's stooge. Nunes will not tell his Democratic colleagues on the committee whether he worked with the White House in writing this memo, which is just weird. He is a member of a different branch. He's in leadership in a different branch of Congress. Malcolm Nance a little while ago says, you know, to what Richard just said, that Nunes is acting like a winning agent of Russian intelligence. This. Why is he not acting independently of the White House?
And to refuse to answer?
I mean, he's
pause,
clearly...
Pause, once again. Have we heard anything? Are they talking about anything in the memo? No, they're just talking about what he's done, and he's a stooge, and he's a Russian. So they're taking the fake Russian stuff and going, it's automatically true because Richard Steele wrote about it, and Michael Isikoff was leaked it, and he was working with the DNC for months. It came out in WikiLeaks. Months. The guy who wrote the Yahoo article that they say proves the Steele dossier when it was Steele leaking to Isikoff. And Isikoff gets on TV and goes, just like this guy. I mean, these people have nothing anymore. This is the best. This is perfect comedy. Roger Stone, do you want to break in on any of this? I know you're out there somewhere in the netherworld. What is your comments on all this?
This particular MSNBC interview with Dick Painter, who looks like Lurch from the Addams Family, and Nick Kristof, who in today's New York Times repeats yet again the same lies about Roger Stone and WikiLeaks. Nick, read my sworn testimony to the House Intelligence Committee, and I knocked down every lie in your piece today. Every single one, but you keep regurgitating it.
Oh, you know, I was cutting off that clip a lot, Roger. Do they actually get into you? Do they talk about you in this clip?
Well, they don't get into me, but Kristof gets back into the whole Russian collusion, and he sounds as ridiculous as Painter. These guys have nothing.
They're mental midgets.
And the idea that Devin Nunes, he's concerned with the rule of law. When the Justice Department and the FBI use evidence that they know is completely fabricated to justify a warrant to spy on the Republican candidate for president, that's the crime.
Yeah.
That's the collusion. And we've got that cold. They have nothing.
Bullshit.
My lawyers are looking, you know, it's just bullshit. It's all bullshit. My lawyers are looking very carefully at everything Painter's been saying because I'm seeking to file a complaint against him. But with the D.C. bar, this guy should not be admitted to the practice of law. He has most definitely defamed me repeatedly. And the four-flusher has nothing. He's got zero. And then today, in today's New York Times, Kristof is right back at it. Roger Stone had advance notice of the WikiLeaks disclosures about Hillary Clinton. False. Roger Stone predicted in advance that John Podesta's email would be hacked. Ball. Roger Stone spoke to Guccifer too. Yes, 4 months after the release of the DNC email. We would have needed a time machine to be colluding. These people just keep recycling, Rob, the same nonsense because they're busted. And now, as you know, this is all starting to head to the top. Who was it? Who wanted to be briefed about all of this? Who wanted to know everything?
Obama.
No other than Barack Obama. Mm. What did the president know, and when did he know it? It's time for him to get in front of a grand jury.
Exactly. This is what's going on. They're drowning in their own schiff. Dick Painter's drowning in schiff. They can't do anything, and all they have in their programmed little brains, I guess the chip that they had inserted in their brains is saying, Russian collusion, Russian collusion. Just keep it up. It'll save you. It'll save you. We promise. As they're drowning. They're doing nothing but regurgitating Russian collusion. There it is on the New York Times. President Trump, if you're innocent, why act so guilty? He's not acting guilty. He's saying there's no collusion. He would like to move on with this bullshit investigation and get on with his life and get on with making the country great again.
President Trump, if you're innocent, don't wander into some kind of set-up perjury trap, which they're not going to ask you anything about Russia. They're going to focus on why you fired the corrupt FBI director, James Comey. You now certainly have enough evidence of why he should have been fired, or why you terminated, got tricked into terminating that great patriot, Mike Flynn, who was unfairly and unjustly fired. And now it looks to me, and I've reported this at InfoWars and I stand by it, Flynn's lawyers are preparing to file a motion to vacate all the charges against him because this was all part of a plot. And we have firsthand evidence of a witness in which Peter Strzok and McCabe say, first we F Flynn, then we F Trump. There's your evidence of bias right there.
It is. And you, well, we pointed that out. First of all, the Democrats did a good job of getting rid of Flynn in the beginning. That I will hand them to. Going after Flynn and putting him out in the very beginning, because Flynn knew where all the bodies were buried from the Obama administration, so they had to get rid of him. And because they were able to do that, now this, if Trump would have just stood strong and stood beside Flynn and didn't have this BS with Mike Pence saying, oh, all this misleading stuff, I think we'd be in a different position right now. Trump would have a better leg to stand on. But, you know, hey, we got to play a little defense to go back on offense. That's the way it happens sometimes. But watching these Democrats drown in their own shit is the funniest thing in the world. Like, that was literally kindergarten, what we just saw. Kindergarten.
It was humorous.
All right, Roger, we're going to break. When we get back, we got guests. You're going to have, well, I'll let you talk about what we're doing coming back from break. Roger Stone, everybody, here on the War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream. Just send out to everybody you know. Do it right now.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I mean, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
InfoWars Live is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Are the Clintons corrupt?
The War Room. Does a bear shift in the woods? That bear's name is Adam. He certainly does. Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Joining me is Roger Stone. Take it away, Roger.
You know, Rob, I'm hurtling my way across Florida. Tonight I speak at the 2018 Lincoln Reagan dinner in Lee County, Florida. We're at the Hyatt Regency in Coconut Point. You can go to LincolnReaganDinner.com for more details. But we're expecting a big crowd. We're going to be talking about the extraordinary effort to take down our president in the greatest single political scandal in American history. This makes Watergate look like small potatoes. So it's at 5100. Coconut Road in Bonita Springs tonight. Dinner at 7 o'clock. Cocktail party to kick off shortly. Hope to see a lot of patriots and info warriors there.
Excellent. Rob, yeah, Roger, they really do make you look like an amateur. You know, people call you a political operative. You've never done anything nearly like this.
Well, this is extraordinary. Look, Nixon went down because some misguided individuals in his campaign recruited six people, three of whom we now know were actively on the payroll of the Central Intelligence Agency and reporting to their case officers, to break into the Watergate, where they achieved nothing. They never actually placed any bugs that worked. Now, it was illegal, and it did, in the end, bring down a president. But compare that to using the authority and power of the state itself to surveil the Republican candidate for president of the United States. This is the greatest single scandal in American political history, and they are busted. And the Washington Post editorial page wants to continue to pretend that none of this happened. I mean, that the crime is Russian collusion. They've spent millions of dollars in the House investigation, the Senate investigation, the Mueller investigation, and they're completely empty-handed. Oh, Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer, which is not illegal, not improper, and proves nothing. If it proves anything, it's that they set Donnie Jr. up. Why was the Russian woman lawyer, who, by the way, no one has been able to confirm work for the government, what was she doing in the country illegally? How'd she get into the United States without a visa? Why would the Obama administration let her in? Can you say set up?
You know, if you want to travel to Russia from here, you have to give the Russian consulate here in the United States your passport, and they put a special page in your passport. You can't just waltz on into Russia. It doesn't work like that. People don't understand how the real world works.
Well, and then you have the dynamic duo of dumb, Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. I mean, these guys are jokers. I saw Eric Swalwell go on with Tucker Carlson, my pal, the other night, and accuse him of working for Vladimir Putin. This is neo-McCarthyism. This is the worst kind of name-calling, fear-mongering, bed-baiting. everything is reversed. I mean, they see Russians under every rock, behind every tree. Tucker Carlson is a patriotic, God-loving American. It's insulting for Eric Swalwell to come on and say that. This guy's some ditzy surfer boy who's you know, breath smells amazingly like Nancy Pelosi's butt. And he expects to climb the ladder of the Democratic House leadership by pledging his fealty to Nancy Pelosi. That's why I wrote a piece the other day entitled, Don't Swalwell That. It's covered with Schiff.
All right, Roger, we have Tyler Nixon on, who's also going to shed light on this. Can y'all bring up that tweet again? I think it said Mr. Swalwell worked for the CIA, or Swallow, whatever his name is. Dim for CIA on Intel. Oh, he's okay. For at CIA on Intel Committee. Okay. I thought he was admitting he was a CIA agent. Usually they don't admit that when they're CIA agents. All right, well, let's bring on Tyler Nixon. Tyler, what have you got for us today?
Well, I mean, I think I have to affirm what Roger said. I mean, this is the biggest scandal, I think, in American political history. You have the entire intelligence apparatus put at the disposal of a cabal of partisans. I mean, just rank partisans. And I think what it comes down to, Abraham Lincoln told us, you can fool some of the people all the time. You can fool all the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. And that's what the Clintons have attempted to do in the last 25 years with this extended cabal that they've put together of just brazen partisan criminals, as far as I'm concerned, in many cases, just outright criminals. They have really, really lowered the bar and drained ethics out of every aspect of American politics. And Barack Obama, I think, you know, he just took that to the next level. They have politicized absolutely everything. And now we see the result of that, that nobody is an authority. Nobody is taken credibly anymore in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it comes down to this. It's, you know, they want to take down the whole thing with them, which is, I mean, really what it is. I mean, I think they really don't care if they take the entire system down with them, because as long as they don't control it, nobody else will either in their minds. So, you know, that's fine. I mean, I'm a libertarian. I'm, you know, a small government guy. You know, if you want to drain the swamp, you want to burn the swamp, you want to do whatever you want to the swamp, have at it. But they have blown the credibility of numerous agencies by infesting and infecting them with partisan corruption on a scale that we have never, ever even imagined. And for this guy, Dick Painter, who calls himself they said he was the ethics attorney from the Bush administration. To me, that's like the vegan taste tester at a butcher shop. This man is absolutely insane. I mean, he is completely off. I can't believe he's a professor of law. I mean, this man is teaching young law students. It's absolutely over the top, his comments, alluding to the fact that possibly Devin Nunes is taking Russian money. You know, this guy, he said, and you know, I love the trope that they use. Painter went through this. He said, this is Trump's own FBI. This is Trump's own Justice Department. That's like saying Robert Mueller's a Republican. Give me a break. There are plenty of people in the Justice Department. I mean, as if because Trump is president that he's managed to take control of and, you know, put his stamp on every single agency below him, it's absurd. It's insanity. It's infested right now with a lot of Obama, Clinton, and frankly, Bush leftovers who have, you know, take it upon themselves to commit, in my opinion, a seditious conspiracy. They are trying to overthrow a duly elected president of the United States. You know, Donald Trump got over 60 plus million votes for president. How many votes did Rod Rosenstein get? How many votes did Bob Mueller get? How many votes did Jim Comey? How many votes did any of these people get? None whatsoever. They have not been voted on by.
The personality of thumbtacks, Tyler. I have some breaking news here. This is out of, I guess it was published yesterday, so it's not breaking. But Democratic Senator Mark Warner texted with Russian oligarch lobbyist in effort to contact dossier author Richard Steele. Now, if anything sounds like Russian collusion, I think this sounds like Russian collusion. Senator Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, who has been leading a congressional investigation into President Trump's alleged ties to Russia, had extensive contact last year with a lobbyist for a Russian oligarch who was offering Warner access to former British spy and dossier author Christopher Steele, according to text messages obtained exclusively by Fox News. If the Schiff smells, wear it, right, Warner? I'm going to get y'all's reaction to this after the break. That's amazing. Of course, it's always the Democrats and Russian collusion. God. All right, we'll be right back. You're watching The War Room. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody you know. We're uncovering Russian oligarchs collaborating with Democrats.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality Infowars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Matt in Ohio, you're on the air. Another Matt, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, listen, I just wanted to say real quick, I'm a longtime listener of InfoWars, and I just wanted to say that the T-shirts that you guys are offering are absolutely fantastic, and that really is a great way to deal with this battle in the InfoWar. It might seem like a simple thing, but particularly these slogan T-shirts that you guys got up right now are absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. My favorite new one is the Don't Tread on Me, but said it says Won't Tread on Me, and it's a big Dayglo snake, Gadsden snake, and then it's got the American flag, Infowars.com on the right arm. I mean, that's a great way just to meet like-minded people and spread the word and also exercise free speech. And the newest one is Trigger Warning T-shirt. Trigger Warning T-shirt, which is the symbol of a trigger with a yield sign, and then Infowars.com on the back. That is the new shirt of the month, available exclusively at Infowarsstore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
All right, welcome back to The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Due. I want to bring your attention to The War Room poll, which is up right now. And we asked the question, who's responsible for the stock market crash? I gave you my answer in the first hour. Right now, looks like 4% think it's Trump, 50% say it's the Fed, which is what I think, 29% natural economic cycle, and 17% moron investors, which is what Jim Cramer called them. I would call the Fed moron investors because they're a group that's not beholden to anyone, and we give them entire control of our monetary supply, which is stupid to begin with. So we also have breaking news from Roger Stone. He's always breaking news. What's going on, Roger?
Well, Rob, as you know, White House Chief of Staff John Kelly now under fire because he approved the promotion of White House Cabinet Secretary Rob Porter, despite the fact that he had credible reports of spousal abuse by Porter. Now, the reason for his promotion was because Kelly intended to promote Porter as his successor as White House Chief of Staff when Kelly himself went on to become Secretary of Defense. It is believed that General Mattis would not stay the entire 4 years of the first term. Mattis and Kelly are very close. Now, unfortunately, that seems to have blown up in their face. I can now report that under consideration to replace Kelly as the White House Chief of Staff is Los Angeles businessman Tom Barrack. Tom Barrack is one of the president's closest and oldest friends. He's the head of Colony Capital, a real estate opportunity fund, and he is viewed as one of the most capable men in the business community. Now actively under consideration to replace John Kelly as the Hope Hicks, Rob Porter scandal continues to unfold.
All right. Yeah. Thomas J. Barrack Jr., American investor and CEO, and worth about only $1 billion. There we go. So that could be Trump's next chief of staff. Obviously a guy who's investing, who's controlled, you know, lots of different entities, can juggle the balls thrown up in the air by Donald Trump. And hopefully he's not offended by when Trump tweets. You know, we know Kelly, that kind of exacerbated Kelly from time to time. And I don't think he was used to that militaristic style that Kelly's used to. He's used to all this rigid formations and plans and documents for everything. And Trump's a little more off the cuff, which I think probably disturbed him. And then we have Tyler Nixon. He wanted to follow up on this article that we were just bringing up from Fox News. Democratic Senator Mark Warner texted with Russian oligarch in an effort to contact dossier author Christopher Steele. Go ahead, Tyler Nixon.
Well, I mean, I think it's absolutely incredible to me that all of the partisan attack dogs that have been sent out to attack President Trump to push this Russian collusion meme, this garbage that's been peddled on America for the last coming up on 18 months, really, that he turns out to be the one who was having secret meetings, who didn't want a paper trail, who was acting nefariously. What I find with leftist Democrats is that whoever's screaming the most and with accusations and with allegations of criminality, you know, those are the ones who are the criminals. Those are the ones who are committing the very deeds which they accuse their opponents of. And this is a perfect example of this. Mark Warner was one of the most smug and assured in terms of pushing this nonsense about Russian collusion senators or representatives, besides the scream team of Swalwell and Schiff, who, you know, Schiff similarly should resign from the he should not be on the Intelligence Committee any further. I mean, his being taken by these Russian or these comedians with this, supposedly peddling pictures, nude pictures of Donald Trump is a perfect example of these people casting about. You look at this this State Department individual who's now under investigation, who had been communicating with Christopher Steele. This is Clintonian power politics at its worst. This is the type of, you want to talk about collusion and conspiracy, this is how these people operate our government. Everything is up for grabs. They communicate amongst each other and pass along BS basically about their opponents. They have these very nefarious ways of dropping, putting floating trial balloons into the media or getting stories into the media. We saw that basically this guy worked at the State Department, and was in touch with Sidney Blumenthal, who is the biggest, the absolute worst hack, the most diabolical, despicable of the Clinton apparatchiks that you can possibly imagine. This man was fabricating, I'm sure, everything he could to throw at, President Trump and then candidate Trump. And, you know, it persists to this day. They have hijacked our government. They've hijacked our justice system. We need a reckoning in this country, folks. We need to take down this entire seditious cabal that is operating now within the government with the the basically obeisance, if not the aiding and abetting of their entire mainstream media complex.
Oh, totally. Totally. And Tyler, let me pile onto this pile of Democratic hypocrisy. Democratic Assemblywoman, who was featured in Time Magazine as part of the Person of the Year for her role in the anti-sexual harassment movement, Me Too, accused of groping male staffer. Oh, we have it right here. If you can go to the dot cam. There it is. Democratic, there it is, right there.
If it wasn't for the, I mean, hypocrisy on a scale that is almost unimaginable. I mean, these people have absolutely no shame, no remorse. They have no conscience. They have no ethics. They have no integrity. I mean, my God, how can you go and, I mean, people like Schiff and Warner who get on the air and lambast people and accuse people of crimes, ruin reputations, cause someone like my good friend Roger Stone to be, tolling close to $500,000 in legal bills because of this entire gigantic hoax, that they perpetrated. And they can look themselves in the mirror and do this. I mean, these people are sociopaths, if not psychopaths. To be able to do this, I mean, we're dealing with some very sinister people, and, you know, we need to accept the fact that we can't kowtow and bow down and worry about what they think anymore. Worry about their narrative. Their narrative is a load of bullshit. It's a load of crap. It always has been. And they're not going to acknowledge the fact that these crimes have gone on. They never will. I mean, Roger alludes to, you know, he and I have discussed this offline and said we couldn't believe that when this came out, that it was clear that there had been, there had been fixing within the Justice Department, that there had been these texts that came out, that these people were clearly biased, that there was not outrage all around. There used to be principled liberals who would say, hey, listen, you know, I'm not going to touch this one. But, you know, in the age of Clinton, they're all rats in the same sinking ship.
They're going to drown in this. They don't care. They've given up. They're like, it's Russian collusion or bust. We're going all the way. Shove it in our mouths. We don't care. We're just going to keep saying Russian collusion. Tyler Nixon, thanks for joining us. We got to bring up our next guest, Lori Gregory from the Mom Street Journal. We have, I think, some breaking news with her, what she's got going on. And Roger Stone actually wanted to bring Lori on. If we need to hold her over into the next hour, we can do that. But Roger, why are we bringing on Lori today? I didn't even know.
Yeah. Well, as you know, Lori has been in the forefront of the movement against mandatory vaccination. And she's done a phenomenal job at her own publication, the Mom Street Journal. And she caught my attention with an email just this past week. Lori can bring us up to date on those activities because, in my view, they're trying to poison our children. This is one of the most important fights out there. Sure, we're all wrapped up in the fact that we've caught them red-handed in enormous abuse of power. But we can't lose sight of this fight. And together, by continuing to expose what's going on, we have to hold the president's feet to the fire for the appointment of a commission, a blue ribbon commission, that will study the safety of these vaccinations. California is ground zero. And Lori's going to fill us in on what's going on there, because they are moving beyond the pale in terms of the mandatory nature of this. Your children cannot go to the public schools unless you submit to this regimen of vaccinations that they demand.
Go ahead, Lori Gregory.
Thanks so much, Roger, and thanks, Rob, for having me back. Absolutely, California's ground zero. And I've been really enjoying listening to the dialogue with both of you and Tyler Nixon about what we've seen with the Democratic Party, because that was really the eye-opener, was the mandatory vaccine bill in California before Trump's election, which had to do with, you know, completely pushing agendas that were the Democratic Party. And I hear the music, so perhaps we should go to break and we come back.
Yeah, we'll pick that up right on the other side of the break. And I also want to get you into this article, belief in conspiracy theories associated with vaccine skepticism. Oh, if you don't trust what we're saying, you're a crazy person and believe in Russian collusion like the Democrats. We'll be right back. More Rob New and Roger Stone.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1-2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated
into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goatweed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Get Alpha Power now at 50% off and secure your bottle today.
You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com. But instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Well, I've been a bad boy. I just have to say it first and foremost. I'm guilty. We've been going an hour and 47 minutes here in the War Room, and I haven't plugged one time. So, everybody out there listening to the sound of my voice, do me a solid. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out some of the great deals we have, like Icarin. We've just launched this. It's a 30-day liver detox. It also helps with detoxifying the kidneys. I'm actually going to start on it. I'm trying to do this on a Monday so I can do it through the weekend. Actually, this weekend's a big birthday weekend in my house. But come Monday, I'm starting my Icarin, starting the liver detox, the kidney detox. You know, if you're looking out there right now, you can see tons of articles that say detoxing's bad for you. Detoxing's bad for you. Don't detox. Don't get on a diet that's low in carbs. You know, the system wants you to have heart disease. They want you to have liver disease. They want you to have gallstones and kidney stones, okay? They want you to drink Coca-Cola and Diet Coke. They think that's okay. They don't want you to be a human that is fully empowered mentally, physically, spiritually, They want you under their control. And by going and supporting InfoWarsStore.com and what the work we're doing here, you're, one, helping your mind, helping your body, helping your soul, and you're helping us. It's what Alex Jones calls a 360 win. So check out Icarin right now. 50% off. We just launched it. It's got milk thistle, all kinds of stuff in it. It's great. And then pollen block. Actually, I took two pollen block before I started because I have been, for the last week and a half, going through a seasonal defective disorder, I guess we could call it. It's not even a disorder. It's just itchy eyes, watery nose, itchy throat. I took some pollen block, pollen block. You chew them up. Usually you got to, you know, the things we sell it in for is you got to swallow. This is, you chew them up, and it's basically crushed quail egg shells. Amazing. But it's got lots of studies behind it. You can go check it out at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out all the studies that back up what the French have been doing. And now we're doing it too. Also, T-shirt of the month club for $19.95. You can get an exclusive T-shirt from InfoWars every month. So that's $20 a month. And, right now it's the Trump Pence 2020 collector's T-shirt. So check that out. And also Valentine's Day is coming up. The InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Super Male, Super Female Vitality together. 40% off. It's the, amazing herbs and other supplements that we have in Alpha Power, but it's in a liquid form as Super Male Vitality. We've been selling it for years. It's one of our most popular products. So check out Super Male and the counterpart, Super Female Vitality, which I believe has the horny goat weed in it. I don't know what that's for, but it sounds like it's for something you'd want to celebrate during Valentine's Day. And it's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have CellForce at 50% off, which is basically DNA Force, but a little more powerful. And the Real Red Pill. Check out all the reviews on these products. 5-star reviews across the board. Check them out. Amazing. It's good to see people getting empowered from the products that we're selling. I've personally seen the testimonials from people in real time at events. People come up to me, shake my hand, say, thank you for putting out these products. They've changed my life. They can change your life too. So with that, let's go back to Roger Stone and Lori Gregory. Lori, you were getting into what's going on in California. More mandatory vaccines. Let's pick up where you left off.
Sure. Well, you know, California really is ground zero. And what you guys were talking about with regard to what we're seeing in the political landscape and the Democratic Party and, you know, what they've been doing with parental rights has been really eye-opening for our country. If you look at what just happened the past 6 months with SB 18, which was funded by the Steyer brothers, who are big campaign donors for the Democratic Party and are in bed with the Clinton Foundation and have been involved in a lot of different activities, they were really pushing yet another overreach. It's almost as if SB 277, the mandatory vaccine bill, because that passed, the globalists that are behind the Democratic Party decided, well, let's see how far we can go. We're just going to keep overreaching and stripping away as many parental rights as we can until we can't get away with it. Well, California parents finally stood up and put a stop to SB 18. And if you start to investigate the Steyer brothers and look at what their behavior has been and how they've contributed, the millions, multi-millions, and hundreds of millions of dollars that they've put behind the Democratic Party is pretty shocking, including Tom Steyer, who is a hedge fund baron, for lack of a better term.
Oh, he likes to call himself a philanthropist, and his website is needtoimpeach.com. That's the guy that came out with those commercials, right, saying President Trump's bad for America. We got to get rid of him.
Right. He's launching an impeachment campaign against President Trump, which is kind of ironic given that his hedge fund is heavily invested in coal. This guy is a coal baron masquerading as an environmentalist. Okay, so he stands to benefit for decades with the investments that they've made in coal. And you'd think he would be cheering President Trump because President Trump has been very pro-coal. Instead, he's out there, you know, peddling climate change and through his organization NextGen, which is very embedded with the Clinton Foundation and their Too Small to Fail initiative.
But you know why he's doing that, though? You know, let's talk about why he's attacking coal, because he controls coal, so he wants coal to be a high price. He doesn't want more people to have cheaper energy. He doesn't want coal to be plentiful and out there and energizing America. He wants to shut it down so he can control it and so he can get the most money out of it. That's how these robber barons operate. Continue.
Absolutely. And on top of it, President Trump is accusing Virginia and West Virginia of shipping clean coal to China. And Steyer's hedge fund out of San Francisco, which he made a big deal some years ago about trying to demonstrate that he had publicly divested himself. He's not divested. This man is still going to benefit financially from coal for decades. So President Trump is saying, well, Virginia and West Virginia are shoveling clean coal to China. And meanwhile, Steyer's organization is heavily invested in factories and industries in China and Indonesia that actually burn coal. Now, when you look at the fact that Steyer donated $100 million to Terry McAuliffe in 2013 for him to become governor of Virginia, doesn't that make you wonder? Yes.
Well, what's interesting now is the Western Journal is reporting Virginia House moves to shut down abusive political tactics by left-wing billionaire Tom Steyer. So, yeah, he could get the governor in. He can give him enough money to get in. But it looks like the rest of Virginia is going, what's up with this guy and the tactics he is doing?
Meanwhile, in California, his NextGen organization spent $74 million on environmentalist candidates in the 2014 election and funded, you ready for this, University of California Immigrant Legal Services Center, the Immigration Law Clinic at UC Davis School of Law, the UC Hastings Center for Gender and Refugee Studies, and the real kicker, the Council on American Islamic Relations.
CARE.
So these are all the narratives that are being pushed by the globalists who are seeking to control the masses through all these social experiments. So it's quite shocking. And of course the donation totals just spiral. I mean, I don't know if most Americans can even get their head around this, but Tom has given $198 million in the past 14 years to different campaigns, $198 million, $87 million to Democratic candidates alone in 2016. And, as we were all watching the State of the Union address and we watched these statues, these paralyzed, frozen Democrats that were sitting there as President Trump was announcing all these fabulous things that are happening in our country, I don't know if most Americans realize that in many cases, and this was certainly the case for Senator Richard Pan, who sponsored the mandatory vaccine bill in California, the number one donor for a lot of these candidates is the DNC. So if you cross the party, you literally can be losing your biggest campaign donor. So a lot of why we saw these stone cold faces is they were literally afraid to cross the party. If they cross the party, they may not win re-election, because we're talking about millions of dollars that the Democratic National Committee gives to candidates that are incumbents that are, running for re-election. So it's pretty gnarly once you really start to follow the money and see what's going on. The good news is that SB 18, which had its roots in the Too Small to Fail initiative, which was a Clinton Foundation Steyer collaborative, was really seeking, they called themselves the Child Bill of Rights, but it was really just a wolf in sheep's clothing. And if you look at the original bill, you see that there was language to make visits, in-home visits to parents, to follow evidence-based medicine. So, but that's been shot down. We can talk more about that on the other side.
Let's do that. And I also want to get into the article from the American Psychological Association, dated February 1st, 2018, Belief in Conspiracy Theories Associated with Vaccine Skepticism. Lori, is there something you're not telling me? All right, we'll be right back after this. Infowars.com/show is a free stream to send out to everybody you know.
Introducing FloraLife, the new probiotic line developed exclusively by Infowars Life after years of research on the human microbiome. Not all probiotics are made the same. FloraLife probiotics use a unique targeted delivery system that bypasses the stomach and releases directly into the intestines for maximum effect. This is critical because stomach acid kills most probiotics. So if you don't have a targeted delivery probiotic, then you're cheating your gut health and your wallet. FloraLife supports your body's core, where you need it most, including digestion, regularity, immunity, the gut lining, and metabolism.
Did you know that over 80% of your immune system is located in your gut? That's why increasing gut probiotic levels is so important for overall health. FloraLife is sold as a 15 billion probiotic for everyday maintenance care and a 50 billion probiotic for a 30-day advanced gut restoration program. Head to InfoWarsLife.com to pick up your bottle of FloraLife probiotics today. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I can speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Infowars.com/
The silent majority
is no longer
silent. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at Infowars.com/show.
Just when you think there is no more Roger Stone, we're going to have Roger Stone in this segment. And in the last segment of this hour, we're going to play an excerpt that Harrison Smith has put together from Roger Stone's BBC interview, where the unlucky guy who had to interview Roger Stone is trying to put him in every Democrat conceived trap that he can think of. And Roger quickly eludes them and shows them that he cannot be, I guess, wooed by words with no substance. Now, Roger wanted to put a cap on this Tom Sewell situation that's going on in Virginia and California and all over the United States, where he's trying to lead people to impeach Trump so he can control all the resources, at least in the coal realm. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, I wish Tom Steyer's strategy were just that limited, although diabolical. Here's the point, Rob. Tom Steyer is running for president. Tom Steyer will be a candidate for the Democratic nomination for president. Tom Steyer's agents have already begun telling people in the Democratic apparatus that Michelle Obama is not eligible to run for president because she switched her country of residency to the Cayman Islands, where she was a resident for at least 9 years, to be, where she has, therefore she does not make the constitutional requirement of being a resident of the United States for 14 years. So he is already moving to undermine Michelle Obama, who he sees as a prospective rival. He has been heavily financing operations in my home state to seize farmland from the sugar farmers and the citrus farmers, the agenda of the radical environmentalists. This is the reason why he is funding all these organizations, the drive for mandatory vaccinations of our children, the drive to prop up radical Islam, the drive to give benefits to people who are here illegally. These are the underpinnings of a presidential candidate. Again, Tom Steyer will be a candidate for the Democratic nomination for president. You heard it here on InfoWars first.
Once again, Roger Stone, breaking news. It's almost hard to keep up with all the news you break, Roger, and then going back and finding it after it breaks again in the real world, supposedly. And then we go, hey, look, we talked about it months ago. So it is just amazing what's going on. Lori, anything else that you wanted to add on Tom Steyer, or do you want to move on to how you're a crazy conspiracy theorist?
Well, they kind of dovetail, so let's just go for broke. How about that?
All right.
Very interesting. Roger, yeah. That's very interesting about Steyer, and I'm wondering if he has a connection to the bill that was introduced a couple weeks ago to make the HPV vaccine, which would line Merck's pockets accordingly to make it mandatory in Florida. We know that SB 277, the mandatory vaccine bill in California, was a gift that Hillary helped push to give to pharma before the presidential election in order to increase her endorsement and funding from pharma. And I'm wondering, now that you've just dropped this bombshell about Steyer gunning for Democratic nomination, if he might be behind this HPV push for Florida.
That's an excellent question, which we're going to start researching almost immediately. I'm going to leave you now because, as I said, I have to speak to the Lincoln-Reagan dinner here in Lee County, Florida. But I guarantee you that Tom Steyer is not doing all these things for altruistic or philanthropic reasons. He will be a candidate, and I wouldn't be at all shocked to learn and report back here that he's behind this new mandatory vaccination scheme in my home state. Many thanks.
All right, that's Roger Stone. You can catch him speaking tonight. And it was a very interesting. Y'all threw up an article about Michelle Obama trying to register to be a presidential candidate for 2020 and was denied. Look at that. Michelle Obama just tried to register to run for president but was denied. Makes you wonder. Maybe she was really born in Hawaii. All right, we'll be right back. More of the War Room. Thanks for watching. I'm your host, Rob Dew. Infowars.com/show is a free stream to send out to everybody.
Michael ZX is back. And just like we're game-changing when it comes to politics, when it comes to the economy, we're game-changing on supplements. I want to bring you products from the best research out there, from the best labs, the best laboratories, the best scientists that really change lives. Because I want you to get a great effect. I want you to have a great life, be healthy. I want you to see the results so you reorder it and tell your friends and family about it. Let me tell you, fungus is a scourge. Mold's a scourge. And you can't battle it with this in your sinus or other areas, but in your gut, the main area you can. MycoZX, available exclusively. Been out for over 6 months at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Ladies and gentlemen, I only bring you products I use myself. I only bring you products that have been proven to have dynamite effects. MycoZX is back in stock right now at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure yours today.
Welcome back to the War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew. I'm sitting in for Owen Troyer, who did the Alex Jones show today. And because Alex was taking a day off, but you know, when Alex takes a day off, that means he's going to come in and do at least one or two segments on the radio and then shoot a quick live stream, video from our podcast studio, our brand new podcast studio, which we all are able to produce thanks to our supporters at InfoWarsStore.com and those who also take articles that we put out and spread the links and spread our videos around. You have to hand share this now, folks, because they are doing everything they can to block our message because, you know, we might have a condition that the American Psychological Association says is defective. Yeah. Despite scientific evidence, some people still question vaccinations. You know, they want to make vaccines mandatory in schools in Florida. Maybe they'll end up with what we saw in Mexico just a couple years ago with a bunch of schoolgirls convulsing on the floor after they gave them a first round of HPV shots. Do we have that video? Oh, look, there's the poor girls now. Yeah, a whole room full of girls. They thought they were going to get something nice. They thought the good drug man was there to save them. And there they are convulsing on the floor, having seizures from taking the HPV shot. It's amazing. And our guest is Lori Gregory. We're holding her over. Lori, in this article, they say large pharmaceutical companies, which profit from selling vaccines, and I added the and have no liability, are often targets for conspiracy theorists. For many conspiracy theorists, profits gained are a sign that the system is broken and that it is being covered up by vested interest. No, I would say profits gained when you have no liability is a sign that the system is broken and the truth is being covered up. What do you say to that, Lori?
In And this is from the American Psychological Association?
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Okay, so
that's what you call a psyops right there. Literally a blatant psychological campaign to try to convince you that the evidence that's hiding in plain sight is fake. And a perfect example is I've got a great book for you, Rob. You're going to love this book. I discovered this week. It's actually written by Jonas Salk himself.
Ah.
And the name of the book is Survival of the Wisest. If you read this book, and mind you, it is not easy to get. It's actually available on Amazon, but it's $135. So they really don't want you to read this book. It talks very specifically in this book about the transhumanist agenda, vaccination and experimenting, and changing the RNA of female eggs in order to evolve the human race.
Mm-hmm.
So this is written by the man who created the polio vaccine. And
which I believe killed one of his relatives, right? Didn't it kill his nephew or son or somebody? Somebody close to his family died after getting this vaccine.
Well, we know that, you know, thanks to Bernard Greenberg from the University of North Carolina, who was a bioethicist in terms of statistics and data, he exposed that in 1956, the number of cases of polio increased by 80% in the United States, the year after the polio vaccine was introduced. And Jonas Salk has testified in front of Library of Congress that that was a direct result of the polio vaccine. Yet in this book, The Survival of the Wisest, he spells out specifically what the agenda is behind mass vaccination. So if you read this book, and by the way, I have to give props to an incredible historical theologian named Jay Dyer, J-J-A-Y-D-Y-E-R. If you don't want to spend $135 for the book, you can go to Jay's YouTube channel, and he's got a great free video that's an analysis on this book, and he has marked lots of excerpts from the book and quotes specifically information that reveals exactly what we're talking about. So Jay is an incredible historian, incredible theologian, and he outlines specifically what Salk was talking about in this transhumanist agenda. And this is in the 1970s, mind you. So we're starting to see that played out now, of course. And one of the ways we see it played out is the fact that our government is hiding vaccine injury, and they're hiding the amount of money that they're paying to Americans. Mm-hmm. And they're doing that by not publishing the judgment report, because as we all know by now, right, for everyone playing along at home, you can't sue a vaccine maker. You have to sue the U.S. government. So the U.S. Court of Special Claims has for years published the judgment report on their website that shows exactly how much was paid out for what vaccines for injury and death for each year. Well, this year they've decided not to publish that report. And I did manage to get a copy, and I'm going to give you some exclusives. I haven't even published this yet on the Mom Street Journal, Rob, so you're going to get it first here at the War Room.
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
They're sad numbers, but they're important.
Of course.
And so we know that for 2017, there was $100 million paid out in total payouts for vaccine injury and death by the U.S. government. $70 million of that is flu shot payouts. $14 million of that is categorized in the U.S. Special Claims Court as unknown, which means that I, being very dedicated to accuracy in this report, go into the U.S. Special Claims Court website, into the opinions, which is on the homepage, and I pull up the opinions issued by each special master and have to look at exactly what the vaccine is that the payout was for. Now, there's no reason why they couldn't include that in the report. It's either just sloppiness or laziness. But if you look at each opinion, it's right there in plain sight. So interestingly enough, the very first case that I looked up, which was categorized as other, was a Gardasil HPV case. And would you believe it was for a girl in Florida, and the settlement was almost $2 million. If you look at the report, it's hidden. You don't see HPV next to her name. You don't see the settlement. It's completely innocuous if you look at the listing in the judgment report. But when you look at the opinion, it tells a very different story.
So now, how are they able to do that? How are they able to publish a zero there, but then in the opinion, you actually see it's $2 million judgment?
Good question. How are they able to do that? How are they able to not publish the report on the website?
Yeah. Like they've done every year for the last several years, at least. They've been sending it to Joe Biden, but now they're not sending it to Mike Pence, or at least they're telling us they're not sending it. This seems to be like a sign that they know that we're looking at this report, and they don't like the fact that people are actually reading their own reports and going, something's not right here. Something doesn't add up. This does not say safe and effective.
Well, and once again, this information is relative in the realm of public health. This is information we need to know. Two other really strong trends that I'm seeing in the data are a lot of settlements for SIRVA, S-I-R-V-A, which is a shoulder injury after a vaccine. And there are a lot of SIRVA awards being issued, lots, for after flu shot, after Tdap. There are also a lot of Guillain-Barré cases that are being filed after flu shot and Tdap. And a lot of those are categorized as other. But again, when I pull up the decisions, I'm seeing a lot of these cases hidden in a generic category of other instead of being attributed to the vaccine that's actually caused the issue. Another thing to be aware of, and this goes back to your American Psychological PsyOps campaign, that those of us that are actually looking at facts and data about the vaccine system are conspiracy theorists and just completely crazy. And that is the fact that looking at this information, it's sad, and it's important to note that everything that's there is attributable to a case and to a human being. These are people that we're reading about in these opinions, and they're not to be taken for the faint of heart, because there are some very heartbreaking cases in these opinions if you go through and reach. We can talk more about that.
We commend you for going through it. I'm going to let you wrap up on the other side. We'll let you put a bookend on this, because this is a very serious subject that people like the American Psychological Association want to dismiss and call us crazy crackpots. We'll be right back.
Scientists and researchers agree. We are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. So what do we do about it? Well, for starters, don't just sit there and take it. Fight back with the all-new supercharged Brain Force Plus. And feel the rush without the crash. Brain Force Plus is the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. And now we've added a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract that gives you an added kick. Other ingredients include vitamin B12 and neurological tonic and cognitive enhancers that will allow you to flip the switch and supercharge your state of mind. It's the real deal. Brain Force Plus. Secure your bottle right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria. Much like a cellular engine overhaul, Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Thank you for joining us on The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dew, with my guest, Lori Gregory. I'm going to let her wrap up. Because mainly I need to ask her this question. I haven't talked to her in about a couple weeks now. Lori's the first person to actually grab this court report that goes out from the United States government that talks about the damages they award to people who are injured from vaccines. And of course, but they're safe and effective, and you're crazy if you believe otherwise, says the American Psychological Association. And now they're hiding money. Now it's come out that they're hiding money. But Lori, when are you going to release your findings from this report? Because this is bombshell and this information needs to go viral. So what is the update on that?
Well, Rob, because I found $14 million categorized in a nondescript category as other, it's really important in my mind to go through every decision for the cases that were categorized in the report, in the judgment report, as other, and look up the opinion and figure out what vaccine they're associated with so I can put them in the proper category. That way, when I release my findings the next week or two, I will have a comprehensive overview of which vaccines received how much payout. I think that's a really important component because you're talking about 15% of the total judgment report in 2017 that's being labeled as other. In some cases, it's multiple vaccines, but in some cases, it's one, and it very much needs to be categorized so that the American public can know which of these vaccines are the most egregious. Part of the PSYOPs campaign that I wanted to point out is that as you read through these opinions, It's fascinating to me that you can read the details of what some of these families go through, and fascinating like in a really horrific way, but that you read that families spend 6, 7, 8 years at the vaccine court trying to get a settlement for their injured loved one. And if they even get a settlement, the court will issue a disclaimer at the bottom of the opinion that says, this does not endorse nor condone or prove in any way, shape, or form that vaccines are harmful. So that in itself to me is a PSYOPs campaign. I mean, if you're looking at an opinion that's, you know, clearly stating that someone was injured or killed by a vaccination and had a horrible reaction, but yet that doesn't mean that they're unsafe. It's just basically telling you don't believe what you're seeing, just continue to believe the narrative.
Yeah, that's right. They want you to believe the narrative, and then they get people, you know, from the American Psychological Association to say you're crazy and a conspiracy theorist, and they associate, if you don't believe that vaccines cause damage, then you believe Princess Diana was murdered, John F. Kennedy's assassination was an elaborate plot, 9/11 was an inside job, although I believe all those things, so maybe I am crazy, because we can't trust our government officials. We've seen that time and time again from the Russian collusion. It seems everything that comes out of the government's mouth, the majority of the time, is a lie. And that's the problem with big government. And we're seeing that time and time again. And so when you have a giant system that's forcing people to be vaccinated, they're going to try to cover this up even more and just call you crazy if you don't believe it. And so I guess all the people that went to the vaccine court are crazy. Go ahead.
That's the marginalization, right? That's the effort to discredit anybody who tells you otherwise. But the reality is that we have an epidemic in this country, and it's called autism. And if we don't address and start looking at what's going on, then we are in serious trouble as a nation. As Dr. Stephanie Senna from MIT pointed out in the movie Vaxxed, by the year 2032, 1 in 2 children, 80% of boys are going to be on the spectrum. When you read these opinions in the vaccine court, if anything even relatively has a whiff of any kind of autism diagnosis, the case is thrown out on that particular reason. They don't call it autism anymore. They call it developmental delay. If a child has a developmental delay after a vaccine, that is not considered enough of a reason to give them a settlement, and their case is dismissed. And it's painful to
see. That's a catch-22. They put a catch-22 in there. If you say it's autism, they say, oh, we're throwing it out. If you say developmental disability, they say, well, that doesn't exist. Throw it out.
Developmental delay is too close to autism. They will not award that. You know, wow. And in some cases, I read one case of a beautiful boy that was born, had an Apgar score of 9. At 2 months old, they gave that child 8 vaccinations and 1 appointment. And 5 days later, he was dead from SIDS. God. And he got no settlement.
Yeah. It's so disgusting what they're doing to us. It really makes me sick. I can't wait to see your reports. You're going to put them on the Mom Street Journal. We're going to put them on InfoWars. Hopefully we can make this viral and keep waking people up, because I do believe we are turning the tide, which is why they come out with bogus reports from the American Psychological Association. Thank you for joining us, Lori Gregory. We hope to hear from you soon, and good luck and great work. Thank you for doing all this work for us.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Now, I want to play this next video. It doesn't have a lot of audio to it, so you need to go to InfoWars.com/show and watch this, because it really does explain what we're trying to prove to you with a movie reference. This is from the movie They Live, and this was done by Nathan, one of our newest graphic editors. And I'm going to narrate it as it goes. So you guys can go ahead and roll it, and I'll get my narrated glasses on. There we go. He's putting on the glasses. He sees CNN, very fake news. And it's black and white. He takes them off. It's Brian Stelter, the most trusted name in news, reliable sources. Puts them back on. Seriously, CNN is very fake news, bro. He takes them off. It's Brian Stelter. I'm trusted. I got reliable sources. And now he's going to walk and look at another billboard. This sees Hillary. Vote for Hillary. There she is. Puts it on. Put on the glasses. Put on the glasses. Right. Oh, Uranium One and Bill Clinton's a rapist. What? Wait, what? What is going on here, bros? I put on these glasses, I start seeing things. Oh, don't look at the Media Matters sign, bro. Oh man, don't do it. Here it is.
Nazi collaborator George Soros. There's a war on for your mind, InfoWars. Ah!
Alright, and that's going viral right now on the Facebooks, on the Twitters. And we need you to send that stuff out. That's why we count on you. You're the people out there that make InfoWars possible. Don't forget that. And please, I haven't been plugging a lot. I'm going to plug again, though, for the rest of this segment. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Check out Icarin, 50% off. It's a liver and kidney detox. We just launched it. You can get in on the ground floor. Try it out for yourself. See if it has any effects for you. Look, we have how many reviews? We have 5 reviews right now. Or no, 2 reviews that are 5-star. So the first 2 people that put reviews, that's amazing. Go to Pollen Block. Let's see what that looks like. We are also selling Pollen Block at 50% off. We have our T-shirt of the Month Club. We have the InfoWars His and Her Pack, which is super male and super female. Look at Pollen Block. 10 reviews, 5 stars. So the people who are getting in are immediately seeing the positive effects that it can have on their lives. And a lot of stuff we can't say. Well, you're not allowed to say half the things this stuff could do, even though it's proven in studies. There's the His and Her Pack. 40% off Super Male, Super Female Vitality. Super Female, of course, has the horny goat weed. I don't know why I say it like that. Kind of reminds me of Bill Hicks of Goat Boy. Who I work for, by the way. Everybody knows that, right? I work for Bill Hicks. Cellforce. Oh, I'm not supposed to say that. Cellforce 50% off, which is basically a souped up version of our DNA Force, and the Real Red Pill for 50% off. Check them out. Check out the reviews. Try it for yourself. It supports everything we do. So you're getting something positive for you. BrainForce is also 25% off. We'll be right back with more of The War Room. I'm your host, Rob Dude. Thanks for watching. Infowars.com/show is the free stream to send out to everybody.
Every year, we spend hundreds of dollars on chocolates, jewelry, and sappy cards for Valentine's Day. It's time to get a gift that will really make the sparks fly with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack, now at 40% off. Get our two fan favorite products, Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality, that help boost vitality and energy for less. You've already taken care of Valentine's Day. Make sure you and your significant other have an incredible Valentine's night. A perfect excuse to get a gift for them and a gift for yourself. Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality combine ancient wisdom and modern techniques for truly powerful formulas that you know they'll love. Fuel your body naturally and celebrate your love today with the InfoWars Life His and Hers Pack. Now available at 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Proper B vitamin intake is essential to keep the body functioning at optimum levels. Optimum levels. With our modern diets, it can be hard to get the recommended amount of B vitamins we need every day. Optimum levels. B vitamins we need every day. Secret 12 combines two bioactive forms of vitamin B12 for optimal absorption. Optimal absorption. Being deficient in B vitamins can cause fatigue, depression, poor memory, and lethargy. Secret 12. Optimal absorption. B vitamins help the body convert food into energy by supporting your intercellular processes. B vitamins are also essential for the optimal functioning of the brain and nervous system. Optimum levels. Secret 12 is an easy way to increase your vitamin B12 intake. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and support optimal brain and body function with Secret 12. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to help alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory health and normal breathing. This is pollen block. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs from specific farms experienced less seasonal distress symptoms like runny nose, itchy watery eyes, and excessive mucus production. They began studying the effects in published trials, in their published trials. Now we are introducing the fruit of the research, a fast-acting chewable tablet. Just chew two tablets at the first sign of seasonal distress, and fast-acting pollen block starts working in about 15 minutes to help alleviate seasonal distress. Enjoy the air you breathe naturally with fast-acting pollen block, available now at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I want to tell you about an exciting new product we have available at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is basically a product that I've been taking anyway before we even launched our own version of it. Now, the product is Bodies Whole Body Support. This is available right now at a massive 50% discount at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market. It's got the black pepper, which makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Now, we're not even including a lot of the benefits that this product has been scientifically proven to have. So I just got this fresh today. Literally, the seal's not even being opened on it. It's just $29.95. Again, big chunky bottle, 120 capsules in this bottle. It is Bodies, the ultimate turmeric and inflammatory support product on the market, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
The War.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
I said the joint was rocking, going round and round. Air reeling and rocking, what a crazy sound. And they never stopped rocking till the moon went down.
You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room with Roger Stone at Infowars.com/show.
All right, we're going to end this Friday with a couple of videos, but first I want to go through some news. One of the videos will be a BBC interview with Roger Stone, where he eviscerates with the dexterity of a superb Olympic fencer all the questions that they have. And then the other one will be a kind of a mashup of all this FISA memo talk of the Democrats talking and the Republicans. Alex Jones is in there. But before we get to that, I just want to show you the stupidity of the liberals. And I don't say that trying to be mean. I mean, what they're trying to do now is just beyond the pale. Instead of fixing the homeless problem that's in LA, what they plan to do is take parking lots where people go in and park their cars and then go shop and keep the economy going. Okay. They want to take, you know, they don't want the homeless on the streets, as you can see here from this video from Skid Row, where there's just homeless people walking around aimlessly like Day of the Dead. What's funny is though, Millie Weaver went and interviewed these people, and a lot of them are, most of them that she interviewed were American citizens and had jobs. They just couldn't afford to live there. I've gone to tent cities myself in Sacramento. These people just couldn't afford to, they like the weather in LA, but they couldn't afford to live there. But now they're going to take the parking lots that the city has bought over the years and turn them into homeless shelters. I guess tent city villes, little Obamavilles, where they could do this. But it's interesting, one of the business people had this to say about it. It's a very long article from the LA Times. I had it marked somewhere in here. But basically he said, hey man, you're going to chase off all the people that are coming in to buy things. That doesn't make sense. And it's like, shut up, businessman. What do you know? This is city owned. We put this here. Oh yeah, I think this is going backwards. Lincoln Heights real estate broker Stephen Kasten said about the proposal to build on lots there. Merchants aren't going to have parking. People are going to move out and it's going to hurt businesses. Hey, who cares about them? We got to give away free money. Okay. Here's another. Oh, look, this is what happens when you do that. Mad Max violence stalks Venezuela's lawless roads. So Venezuela, a socialist S-hole, shift hole, that's their fifth year of widespread hunger. And now basically every time you drive around, you might get carjacked. And it's for gas, it's for food. Eight people have died in lootings in January. That's what you're getting. Oh, but the LA mayor says not scared at all about being arrested for sanctuary city status. Michelle Ford texted me what they're putting out rights, your rights of what you have if they're trying to deport you. Listen. You're not a citizen of the country. You're not going about it the legal way. You've had your chance to do that. You didn't want to do it. And now if you get caught, you're going to get deported. And I'm sorry. If I go to another country and try to live there as a citizen and not pay taxes and not become integrated in the society and they catch me, they're going to deport me. I'm not going to have any rights. They're going to say, yeah, right. What rights? Okay. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander. We covered this earlier. News Corp CEO admits he wants the internet censored. I wanted to take you to his quote, the way he says it, though. The potential returns for our journalism would be far higher in a less chaotic, less debased digital environment. That means he wants that censorship. He wants internet ghettos where they get to determine. And why does he want that? He wants a safe space for advertisers. He wants advertisers to have a place where they can market their goods. All right. And we're going to have, of course, Roger Stone coming up in the next segment. But let's go now to this amazing mashup of the FISA memo.
In the 40 years I've been active in American politics, in the 10 presidential campaigns I've been through, I've never seen anything like this. Not only is it extraordinary, but equally troubling is the fact that the president's appointees as both FBI and CIA directors joined the cover-up and sought to keep this information from the American people. They actually argued against the release of a memo that not only exonerates the president on the question of Russian collusion, but proves that the FBI actively was involved in fabricating evidence to justify the surveillance of the Republican candidate for president of the United States.
It's 10,000 times worse than what Nixon.
It's criminality.
It's 10,000 times worse than Nixon.
Oh, and Watergate pales in comparison. This is the illegitimate use of the surveillance power and authority of the state against a major party candidate for president.
And now they fought. They're fighting to obstruct now. They perjured to Congress. They lied to the FISA court to get the three warrants. They have lied to the president. I mean, they have committed so many crimes, it's dizzying, Roger.
Director Comey, are you aware that Roger Stone played a role in the Trump campaign?
I'm not going to talk about any particular person here today, Mr. Schiff.
The FBI, deep state officials, they used a Hillary Clinton campaign bought and paid for dossier that was filled with Russian lies, Russian propaganda, totally unverified, to lie to a foreign intelligence surveillance court to obtain a warrant so they could spy on Trump campaign advisor Carter Page.
There's been so much lying about this memo by partisans in Congress and hyenas in the press that its lessons are at risk of being drowned out and lost. We think truth is the antidote to that.
He's suggesting a U.S. president enlisted a foreign intelligence service to spy on a political adversary. That is an explosive charge.
The craziest thing about Trump calling for an investigation without any evidence, zero evidence. Trump has not produced a shred of evidence.
There was no evidence for Trump's claims.
The evidence did not come.
So where did Trump get his info? From the CIA? From the FBI?
Where are you getting this information?
From a very reputable source.
What, the FBI? The CIA?
InfoWars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones. You know he's legit.
They lied to get the memos. They lied to get the FISA court thing three times, the warrants. Then they lied to Congress about what they did. Then they leaked and lied about it. And now you've got the entire FBI apparatus at the top, along with Rosenstein at the Justice Department and Orr and all of them, in an incredibly arrogant, incestuous conspiracy that their own texts show that they have committed.
This was an attempt to steal an election. And then later, as it's renewed, it was an attempt to undermine a duly elected president of the United States. And by the way, to my idiotic, overpaid colleagues that call themselves journalists, as they've been pushing a narrative that's been false for a year, they've missed the biggest story of their career. Because now this is verified tonight. Dr. Gorka.
This is the biggest story, not of just their career, but of modern politics.
I worry about Sean because his head is so far up Trump's butt that it could give him a concussion.
The pro-Trump media, led by Hannity, has circled the wagons around President Trump. They've distracted people about the truth involving Trump's Russia ties, and they've done everything possible to destroy faith in Robert Mueller's probe.
President Trump authorized the release of a memo that claims the FBI improperly spied on his campaign, despite warnings from the FBI and the Department of Justice that the memo was inaccurate.
The memo is part of the Trump White House and the Trump supporters in Congress trying to make the investigation go away. So this is part of their defense against the investigation.
This memo came from 40-year-old virgin Devin Nunes, who is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. I gotta say, I don't really trust this guy to untangle a vast conspiracy. I wouldn't really trust him to untangle a pair of headphones.
There were many, many questions this week surrounding Nunes, a man who looks like the guy every 13-year-old wishes her mom would stop dating.
This, by the way, is his high school yearbook photo. Somebody dug that up. This person is now the head of the House Intelligence Committee.
No one on the left seems to care about, or the mainstream media, is that political dirt was used by the FBI, and they knew it was political dirt, to open a counterintelligence investigation into the other campaign. That's what people, I just can't believe that people on the other side are not furious about this.
Nunes' memo supposedly paints a picture of how the FBI and the Justice Department abused their authority to obtain a warrant to spy on a former Trump campaign advisor.
Ugh. Oh, but did we catch them in the act or what? You know what I'm talking about. Oh, did we catch them in the act? They are very embarrassed. They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
Mr. President, even if the memo doesn't prove that the FBI is out to get you, look on the bright side. After you release it, I think they might be.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, I've got some talking points here about Caveman from InfoWarsLife.com, but instead of going with those talking points, let me just give you what I've experienced personally. From all the wives' tales in every culture, we know that the bones have the essence. We know chicken noodle soup is great for people that are sick. Again, in every culture, this has been reported because it works. And there's no way to quantify how strong this is, but the amount of bone protein and the amount of marrow and the amount of concentrated life force that is in this is incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, whether it's for your joints, whether it's for your arteries and your veins, whether it's for your brain, whether it's for energy, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the strongest, most concentrated bone broth formula out there, and it's amazing. Find out for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com what it can do for you and your family. And again, I want to thank you all for your support. You are funding the information war in 2018. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Maximize your potential and take your body back with Super Male Vitality. We're breaking the conditioning and fighting back against the globalist war on male vitality. Our ultimate non-GMO formula is sourced from powerful organic herbs that have been gathered from around the world and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. InfoWars Life wants to bring you the highest quality products. Our unique combination of ingredients is designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance and creating superior vitality in males. Support your body and mind and take yourself to the next level. Boost your vitality and energize your life. Take control of your body. Grab a bottle of Super Male Vitality today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
welcome to Hard Talk.
Delighted to be here.
We've just passed the one-year anniversary of the Trump administration. How would you describe the political atmosphere in the United States today?
The rising tide of a stronger economy, I think, is helping him enormously. We have created, under Trump's watch, 2 million new jobs. We have a record stock market. African-American and Hispanic unemployment at historic lows. Overall unemployment extraordinarily low. Suddenly, you have these billion-dollar companies like Apple coming back to the United States to repatriate money there, to expand there. So I'm growingly optimistic about the president's political position as well as the stature of the country.
Roger Stone created Donald Trump as a political figure. The Trump candidacy was, in tone and profile, a Roger Stone production.
Yeah, I'm flattered, but I can't take credit. No, I think it is true that I first thought of the idea of Donald Trump as a candidate for president as early as 1988. And I was drawn to him as a potential candidate because of his independence created by his wealth. Independence in the sense that he was not deeply committed or responsible for the policies of the past, that he had no investment in mistakes that had already been made. And what I saw is a growing two-party duopoly in which the two parties working together had gotten us endless war without our national inherent interest being clear, massive debt in spending and borrowing, no end in sight, immigration policies that cheated the people who were going through the system waiting in line and rewarded people who were in the country illegally, trade policies that we were promised would bring us jobs, but in fact sucked the jobs out of America, and a stagnant economy run by people who'd never run a business and didn't know how to. I thought all of those things could create a perfect storm in which a business person who has enormous courage and would be a total outsider could come to the fore and really change things.
Let's get to something which hangs like a very dark shadow over the whole of the Trump presidency, and that is the special counsel investigation into allegations of collusion during the election campaign between the Trump campaign and the Russians to interfere with and directly influence that election.
Yes, a fairy tale, a canard, a falsehood. Meaningful coordination, conspiring, collusion with the Russians. There's never been any evidence of it produced either by the House or the Senate committee.
You speak with such confidence you can't possibly know what Robert Mueller has discovered.
I think if we knew, we'd have read about it by
why?
Now.
He hasn't finished his investigation.
He's got nothing. That's why
How
he's
do you know?
I guarantee it. Let's wait and see. Where's the Russian collusion? Where are the indictments that that relate to Russia? He process indictments. He indicts Flynn for a process crime.
All we do know.
He indicts Manafort on crimes relating not to Russia, but to his campaign activity 15 years ago in Ukraine.
Again, it comes down to what you know and what I know about Robert Mueller's investigation. And the truth is we do not know. But what we do.
I'm prepared to go on the record now. You can come back and re-interview me when it's revealed that he has nothing relating to Russian collusion. The president said it. I agree with him. It's a witch hunt.
Of course, it's not just about collusion, is it? It could be about obstruction of justice. We know that.
Now we're going to go back to the firing of Comey. Look, the deep-seated political establishment has tried to undo what they couldn't do at the ballot box last year repeatedly. First, there was the recount that failed. The recount showed that Trump actually won Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania by a larger margin expected. Then they wanted to brief the Electoral College on Russian collusion. Would have been the shortest briefing at that point in all time. There was no evidence then. There is no evidence now. Then there is this investigation. Well, Mr. Mueller's had a lot of time and a lot of money, yet I'm aware of no evidence of Russian conspiracy or collusion.
But it is odd that the Russians were hacking the Democratic Party.
We don't even know that. That's an assertion.
Come on. The FBI, the CIA, all of the American intelligence community.
When the intelligence community say with a high degree of confidence it is our assessment, that means they don't know. No, I don't agree with that. There's more evidence that the DNC information was downloaded to a portable drive and taken out the back door. There really is no evidence that it
Goodness
was hacked.
You really, really don't as trust public, your own government, do you?
Because they lie to us constantly.
Hang on. Even as we speak, Donald Trump's war with the top echelons of the FBI, and indeed it seems with the most senior officials at the Justice Department, is continuing.
Absolutely, because we now have a memo.
This is dangerous territory.
It's not dangerous at all. Yes, the FBI and the CIA would not like to release a memo that will show that they used a fabricated dossier as the justification for surveillance by the state on the Republican candidate for president.
I guess you are giving
far worse than Watergate.
I tell you what, because you don't trust for one second those put into the positions of highest authority in America's leading security and intelligence agencies. You clearly believe the FBI, the CIA, and I dare say every other intelligence agency are full of people who lie.
Have been politicized because those agencies have been entirely politicized.
Because they don't do what you and Donald Trump want them to do doesn't merely mean they're politicized.
The FBI and the CIA oppose the release of a memo that will demonstrate that they violated the law because they say it threatens national security? Nonsensical.
So
because everything I have said today will be borne out to be true, and you can come re-interview me when that happens. That's how confident I am that I'm correct.
From time to time, inclined to use language which deepens and expands the fractures in American society.
You mean like Hillary Clinton saying black people should be brought to heel, for example?
Using the word beginning with B for women that he politically has disagreements with.
Let's take those down. As far as calling Anna Navarro a bitch, I stand by that. An abusive, nasty, limited, narrow-minded person.
You began this interview by worrying aloud about the polarization in America today, and then you use that kind of language in an interview?
We call it the First Amendment. American politics is not beanbag, and our opponents have said things about us every bit as coarse as the things that we may have said. So I reject this idea that I have changed the culture. Look, I'm not going to criticize the president for saying what people think.
The United Nations Human Rights Council described it as racist.
The United Nations, they've accomplished a great deal.
I guess it's this. Here, you sit with me in the United Kingdom. You know that there are people around the world who've responded to things they've heard from Donald Trump and wonder whether the United States is led by a racist, and that doesn't seem to worry you.
What matters are deeds, not words. African-American unemployment is at the lowest point in our history. Yeah, they called Richard Nixon a racist. He gave us affirmative action. He desegregated the American public schools without violence or bloodshed. What matters are deeds, not words.
When you look at what's happening today in the United States and you consider Trump as a man and as a president, how do you think this presidency is going to pan out?
It depends on whether he makes America great again. Our economy is already booming. In his State of the Union address, he talked about a plan to restore our inner cities, to restore Detroit. I'd like to do that. I also would like to see him follow through on his pledge to get us out of Afghanistan and out of Syria. I'm rather disappointed, frankly, that the generals have talked him into continuing, maybe even increasing our presence in both places. He ran as an anti-interventionist in the campaign. But 1 year does not a presidency make. And so far, I think he's doing extraordinarily well, given the intractable opposition of the two-party elites.
Roger Stone, we have to end there, but thank you very much for being on Hard Talk.
Happy to be here.
Vacation, they're telling me, and I'm bipolar to the severity. And I need medication, apparently, and some electric convulsive therapy. I am a rebel, but
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Oh, Alex, you can rant any day of the week. Thank you, sir, for doing what you do and being a patriot and doing your best to save America and encouraging us as fellow patriots to do that in our local areas as well. And as a longtime InfoWars listener, I want to say thanks for the awesome Brain Force, Anthroplex. My girlfriend would like to say thanks for the Anthroplex, too.
Thank you.
I use the BioTrue Selenium, the Super Blue toothpaste. For you folks who aren't big normal toothpaste fans, the Super Blue is awesome. And thank you so much, Alex, for the InfoWars Life products. They are quality. I can't wait to get some more. And thank you so much for doing that for us to keep us healthy.
Absolutely.
Because then we could all, as educated patriots, help our other countrymen and women understand that there's a bigger problems going on, and if we can get our houses in order and be good to each other and ourselves, we can take our country back.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/